a working man. I gotta pay my bills.
I don't know what we're yelling about!
Oh, look at me! The millionaire who goes to see doctors!
You reek of scotch and cheesecake.
You filthy animal.
What is this, a prey?
What in God's holy name are you blathering about?
Everybody hate who we just call them fans, though.
The only thing I think of when I think of my kids growing up in this country, if they say, Dad, what do we have left that's American-owned? And I say, son, I mean, there's not much to choose from, but that's what we have Pabst Blue Ribbon for.
Child, please.
Hey there, gang. How's it going? How the heck are you? Welcome to Pass the Gravy, episode 98.
Ooh, 98. So close, Alex.
We're so close
to the magic 100.
The 100th episode of Pass the Gravy.
Why'd you turn into a pirate about midway through that sentence?
It was like a British pirate, though. British pirate.
Not like an American.
Not like an old school pirate.
Yeah. I hear you.
There's old school pirates.
That was very
and
weird.
New school pirates. There's several schools of pirates.
Mm-hmm.
Two. Namely.
Oh, really?
Old and new.
Now there's the Somalian pirates.
Oh, yes.
Those guys are not a joke. I saw that Tom Hanks movie. Anyways.
I saw that. I am the captain of this boat now. When Patrick fucking Beverly walked onto the boat and just took over.
I know, right? Dude, I'd knock that guy's block off. I don't care.
I mean, they had guns. I probably wouldn't have. I would have just done what they said and waited for Tom Hanks to save the day.
You're a little puss, Alex. That's all that is.
Really?
Anyways.
Really? Well, we are joined today by friend, colleague.
Mentor.
Mentor?
You can call me a mentor.
Life coach.
I think I'm the youngest person here.
I'm the youngest person here. Don't ever confuse that.
Are you sure?
I'm 21.
He just turned 21.
How old are you?
22.
Oh, I see there.
This is the second youngest.
See that?
So, can I be your mentor?
Sure, if you
want.
I'm
so
always looking for mentors.
Is the correct word.
We got Phyllis.
Phyllis.
Hi.
Diaginio.
That's close
enough. My. What's that last name?
DiGenio.
DiGenio. Nice Italian woman.
DiGenio?
My mom is Italian.
DiGenio.
See?
How about that?
There you go.
How about that? Are you a good pasta maker?
Yes.
We can be friends then.
You can make pasta.
I can make some pretty good fettuccine Alfredo.
What about meatballs?
I make the best meatballs.
All right, Alex, next podcast is at Phyllis's house.
I'll make you guys some meatballs.
Seriously?
Yeah, I will do
spicy meatballs.
Spicy meatballs.
Spicy meatballs.
With the pasta on the side. And then, of course, the sauce. You can't forget the sauce. Anyways, that's a horrible Italian accent.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
All right.
Anyways.
So we were like, hey, John's not on here. It's normally a three-person podcast. Why the fuck not bring John? Nope, not John.
Take two and go.
Try again. Why not fucking bring Phyllis?
There we
to
go.
Fill in for John.
He kept bugging me. Yeah. How come you don't podcast?
That's what
with
I'm
me?
Saying,
how come
dude. Because
with
you've
like,
worked.
Okay,
with
we
do.
We work on a show. We work on a show together, and we are both the producers for the Rod Ryan Show.
Uh-huh.
We're five.
Name drop.
And I'm not trying to.
Got to slide that in there.
Yeah,
we got to.
I hear you. Shameless plug.
For those
go ahead.
That are new and don't know who Phyllis is, maybe. And so we do this thing called the post show Periscope. Post-show scoping is what we call it after most shows.
Several
times.
It's not structured.
Several times a week. And it started as we're going to go, and this is basically a recap of what we talked about. We're going to kind of talk about it as would Howard Stern on the wrap-up show.
Right. And, or he does his whole little 90 seconds, this week's show in 90 seconds or something.
Pretty much.
I listen to Howard
so
a lot.
So we, we do that, and then we've recently just kind of riffed. The whole time. Just kind of. We're talking about whatever. Just
bullshit.
We're going to go in with no bullet points. Just shooting into the wind.
Just hoping people will talk back to us.
I'm sure the bosses love that.
And I was, well, it's not regulated.
Listen. Rod came in and asked if people liked it,
and
they
responded
yes.
They
responded
well.
So clearly we got something going on here.
Do the bosses watch that?
I don't think so. I hope not.
Right.
I hope not.
Because I don't know a lot about Periscope, but can you go back? Can you only watch it live?
For like 24 hours, I think you can go back. I don't know the rules. I'm not a scientist.
You can't like see the comments or anything. I don't know. It's weird.
Really?
So
what are some of the comments you get, Phyllis? I'm sure they're nice.
Oh, well, there are lots of fun comments directed towards Phyllis.
Yeah, I know. I'm sure there
they're
are.
They're very flattering. Thank
what
you.
What do they say? share with the class.
I don't know. They think I'm pretty, but I feel like I look like shit 24/7. I mean, there's no so they actually work say, goes into this.
They say you're pretty, Phyllis. Is that what this is?
I mean, it might be a little bit more vulgar than that.
Sometimes it gets a little graphic, and you just
does it really?
Not a lot.
What's that like? Because I never experienced that.
That's what I always wonder.
Like, do you care?
I don't know. Okay,
like, honestly, like, honestly, do you like? Oh wow, they really think I'm hot, or like, ooh, this creep thinks I'm hot.
It's a little flattering because in high school,
they like it when we're mean to them.
I totally was not that hot girl in high school. Okay, it was like band t-shirt, like kind of what I'm wearing now, just t-shirt and jeans, just fucking whatever. And then
rocking
college,
a Texans Nike shirt,
right? There you go.
Ponytail. Pretty laid back.
I did put makeup on today. I was like, you know what? I haven't put makeup on in a while. Let's do some makeup.
Nice.
I feel like
we're gonna make it up. Because I'm going to go on past the gravy.
Is that why they call it makeup?
That's why.
There you
that
go.
Is. I learned that.
So okay, much it's enhancing my eye features.
Okay.
There's nothing else. There's no, like, concealer or any of that shit. It's just eye stuff. Mm-hmm.
You have very lovely eyes.
Thank you. You're I think welcome. I have very pretty eyes, too.
Very nice of you, girls.
Thank you. I can be nice. But anyway, so they call you a, like...
Just pretty and hot, and you should see, you go on my Instagram and look at some of my comments there.
On you've seen Master of None when he's talking about taking a picture of
the
donuts.
Sexism
and
deal.
This is my friend just said, oh, num yum 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 or whatever, nom nom nom.
Right.
And then she's like, well, do you know what mine says?
Your face.
I want to fuck your face. It's the same exact picture of the same exact donut. Yours says nom nom nom. Mine says I want to
Phyllis,
fuck your face. It's
Phyllis,
not a picture of my face.
Do you get a lot of I want to fuck your faces?
Not a lot of I want to fuck your faces, but they're very pressed with my boobs.
Oh.
And I am too.
Yeah, I get a lot of shout outs on the boobage.
I'm very blessed.
I can see,
I have to wear special bras because of my back.
Oh, my.
Oh,
somebody's bragging over here.
I don't.
Jesus Christ,
I mean,
almighty.
Just want to throw that one out there.
Hold on. So they make a special bra for women with big boobies?
Yes, I have to go to Soma, and the straps, I mean, no one can see, but the straps are definitely thicker, and in the back, instead of like two little hooks, it's three.
Oh.
Man, they strap these suckers in.
Really?
Yes. I don't have any back problems. I used to have really bad back problems.
Did you really have back problems?
At what age did you start to have the back problems? Because I feel like that's an awkward conversation. Mommy, my back hurts. My boobs are just so damn
my
big.
My boobs are so big.
Seriously.
And then your poor mom
with the poor A cups is like, you're fine, sweetie. Go to your room.
No, my mom's got their boobs too.
Get out of here.
Your stepdad. Poor stepdad's in the corner. Oh, I think she might need something.
We might want to get him checked out, honey.
I could check him out if you want, you know.
I didn't finish med school, but I went for a semester.
For the record, I have no idea if she has a stepdad.
No, there's no stepdad. Okay. My parents are
Thank
still
God.
Wow, that really hit home, Chris.
Yeah, seriously. Anyways.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, let's stop talking about
it. So what we're saying is Phyllis is good at bullshitting around.
Right.
Much like we are. Well,
yeah.
We think we're good at bullshitting around. I don't know if we are, but we entertain one another. So we're all doing this because this is what happens, John, when you don't come on the show.
I can help.
Absolutely. Well, there we go. Phyllis.
And there's free beer.
Oh, yeah. There's always free beer.
We're drinking beer. Unlike
the
radio show we work for, we drink beer while we're
okay,
while
did we not
we're
have
this.
Alcohol the other day? I feel like we drank beer on air.
What did y'all drink
moonshine.
At fucking 6
we
in
have
the morning?
Drinking.
What
we,
kind
we,
of
we've
moonshine?
Been, we have
pumpkin
drinking.
Spice moonshine?
Was it Michael Berry moonshine? Then it's not good moonshine.
No, it was pumpkin spice moonshine.
Oh, yeah. It was made
like
on the moon.
Pie.
Oh, yeah?
It was legit moonshine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fucking made by
Moonman. So you can take that and shove it up your ass.
I'll do that,
Chris.
Sir.
Jeez,
anyway,
so freaking waste.
Y'all were sipping on the moonshine at 6 a.m.
Yeah. It was in the 6 o'clock hour.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Occasionally we do drink on
there. It was good though.
That's
normally
that's
not
cool.
The whole time.
Well, we tried that root beer.
Not your
that's
root
right.
Beer.
I remember when y'all tried the root beer and I was jealous because I think I tried it like that night.
We don't normally do it the whole show, but like.
She'll like sample it.
That's, yeah.
Like,
we're not pounding
wasted.
Beers.
Sure, of
Pass
course.
Pass the gravy.
Not.
We don't have a
I mean,
limit.
Sure, there's this thing.
Let's just say we don't get cut off here.
Yeah, we don't have to worry about the FCC.
Listen, the more I drink, the better the stories will get.
Well, let's
That's
keep
what the boys always say.
Then,
right,
huh?
right.
How about that right there? Anyways, no, actually, that's mine. So, anyways.
So, the,
Alex.
The whole agenda of this podcast is really there is no agenda. We kind of just talk about whatever the fuck we feel like talking about.
We shoot the shit for about 90 minutes more or less.
Right now, I mean, like, football? Football's in the air?
Yes. Yes, it is.
I'm smelling
that. I'm wearing my J.J. Watt
shirt. It's December, baby. This is football time.
December.
This is the time when Romo usually shines.
But Romo's collarbone didn't let him do that this year.
Hold on. Hold on now. What number is Tony Romo, Phyllis?
I can't tell you.
All right, then shut the fuck up. You don't know anything.
I hate him because I hate Dallas. And I hate everything. Why about
Dallas.
Why do you
hate Dallas? He's a good egg.
Hold on. Hold on. Good egg.
No, no.
I am Houston born and raised.
So am I. So am I. But I'm not. Listen. If I were born in like KKK territory, I wouldn't be repping KKK just because I was born in KKK territory.
That's a totally like, that doesn't even.
No, it does make
sense. That's not even an accurate comparison.
I'm sticking to it. So fuck you.
Okay.
And fuck you too.
All right.
No, you will not. So, speaking of the Cowboys, the NFC East, NFC Least, as some may call it this year. Mm-hmm,
Because this is the worst the NFC East has been in a while. H before the W, a while.
I mean, it's just about as competitive as it always is.
I know, right?
It's usually competitive, but usually they're good teams.
When the Redskins are still kind of in it, you know it's kind of bad.
And the Redskins are leading the division with a win. We're recording this on Monday night, so if they win, then the Redskins have a one-game lead. If they don't win, then at 6-7, there should be three teams tied for first place. That's ridiculous.
What's the Giants' record?
6-7? What week are we in? 13? This is week 12?
That was week 12 we just passed. They've had their bye.
So they're 6-6.
Mm-hmm. 6-7. Well,
there you go. I don't know.
So Giants lost.
Giants did lose. I gotta tell you.
All right, let's hear Alex's excuses.
No, I'm not making excuses.
We'll call this the AE segment.
Is there anything more frustrating than watching your team give up screenplay after screenplay after screenplay after screenplay after screenplay that's pretty much the same exact screenplay that you can't stop? Because a screenplay is the worst fucking play as you're watching it develop on the other team's side. Where you're like, no, get it! What are you fucking doing?
Well, I think
he's doing it again, fucking stop!
I think if they keep making that boneheaded decision, they should just fire the coach.
They should not. We're not going to fire Tom Coughlin.
He's so adorable. He's just a little
Tom
guy.
Coughlin has two Super Bowl rings.
Old and red?
Tom Coughlin can turn around a team on a dime.
Listen, Tom Landry had two Super Bowl rings.
Well, you have Jerry Jones that fired him, and Jerry Jones is a dumbass. Well, we've seen that later on. So, you fired maybe the greatest coach ever. One of them. Top three.
I'm glad you acknowledged that, Alex.
Yeah, well, you know what? Fun fact, Tom Landry got his start with the Giants. The secondary coach for the Giants before he got a head coaching gig. So fuck you, Dallas. You got a giant.
You got a giant.
All of that glory was because he was a giant.
And then he spent 19 years whooping y'all's ass.
Now we had Parcells after that, so we were good.
And then we took Parcells' dirty leftovers.
How'd Parcells work out for you then?
Did not work out very well.
So the Giants lost.
Big Tuna was a bust.
To the Jets, 23-20 on Sunday. And
I was a little upset to see that on my phone. Popped up, doo-doo-doo, or whatever ESPN makes. I don't fucking know. That's it.
There we go.
My brain wasn't working. Have y'all seen that? Yeah, that was depressing.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, what were you going to say?
No.
Please, go on.
No.
I'm just self-loathing and despising.
No, that's what I'm saying. I enjoy hearing you bitch and moan about your shitty team.
I thought about throwing myself off of a balcony.
Let's talk about that, Alex, because my team sucks. I know my team
sucks.
But
you just planned for it, you know?
Right. But you get so mad.
I don't know why. I can't stop.
I've heard stories.
You
should have
seen his old apartment. There were holes in the walls.
All right? Did you have to pay for that?
Oh, yeah.
You know, I got a part of the deposit back. So yes. I mean, it was like a $250 deposit. I got like $80 back, so they didn't check.
Like, I love the Cowboys, but like, they're just a team, dude.
It's a disease, I feel like.
It is a disease.
If alcoholism is passionate. A disease and not you just not being able to stop drinking, then, like, I think being fanism.
Okay.
Fanculism. Fanaholic. Okay. That's a better one.
Yeah.
Like, I think that should be a disease. Like, I don't know. I just get so enraged when I see somebody that's paid millions of dollars to stop people from fucking doing things cannot goddamn do it. Or a fucking kicker! A fucking kicker that's one goddamn job! Missing a fucking field goal! Or if you're a fucking Texans fan, what about the goddamn extra points? Who the fuck misses an extra point?
Well, they moved it back. It used to just be right there. Now they moved it.
Fucking goddamn it. You have one job.
Just let him go. This is kind of like Alex's therapy. You just let him go for a little bit.
I'm
He's usually
with
fine.
The Jets beat the Giants. They were.
Whatever. You just work with them.
Tom Coughlin gets a bunch of shit today because.
He's turning red.
He's turning red.
I'm upset.
He's like Tom Coughlin turning red.
I wanted him to go for it on 4th and 1 earlier in the game. They didn't. And then later on, they're on the goal line and they go for it. They get stopped. They don't even get stopped. They throw a fucking pick. It was tipped and it was intercepted. So it went the worst possible way except for it being a pick six. And then they fucking just let him take everything up the middle. Right. And those little short passes where a linebacker's not going to cover anybody. Or they fucking screen pass. They had two plays. And then three plays. The counters to fucking Ivory. They fucking ran three things and we couldn't stop it. Blew a 10-point lead. If we kick that field goal, then it's a 13-point game. You have to score two touchdowns to beat the Giants. They don't do it. Fuck the Jets.
I heard this fucking like 3 hours ago, Phyllis. I'm not even kidding. I heard this verbatim.
I feel the pain, though, because I'm a Giants fan as well.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
Okay, I said she was a good egg.
You're wearing a Texan shirt.
My dad is... Okay, well, Texans first. No. And then Giants and then Bengals. But don't ask about the Bengals. It's a weird love.
Did you date a Bengal?
No.
She banged Andy Dutton.
Oh, I wish.
That Red Rider?
Ew.
He's cute. Okay, you gotta give him that. He's got some looks.
If he didn't have the... Never mind. I'm not going to go down this conversation. I'm just going to seem like a fruitcake. But anyways.
What about the red hair?
Yeah, if he just didn't have the red hair, he'd be a total heartthrob. I'm not even kidding.
The red hair does
which is
does
a
take
shame.
Away sexy
should
points.
Be like, what if somebody said that about race? See, if that guy just wasn't black, I swear to God, he'd be so
right?
Hot.
Why don't redheads just go, like, protest
dude,
shit? Like, they should go on hunger strikes and shit.
Gingers unite.
I think they do,
G-U.
But nobody cares.
Cartman tried. Phil is coming in with the zingers.
I'm just being honest.
Bada bing, bada boom.
Yeah, gingers get a bad
rap.
Just
derailed this.
No, that's good. That's
but
good.
Is Andy Dalton even a ginger?
Yeah.
No,
he's
just
got some
just
flaming
orange
hair.
He has fire red hair.
But just because you have red hair doesn't make you a ginger. I feel like a ginger is the guy with the pale white skin with the super...
That's just like,
we round up. Like, we round up in today's society.
Just because you're...
Chris, are you 100% black?
No.
Do people call you black?
Yeah.
Well...
I'm just saying, though. I'm just as much black as I am white.
Okay, so he's just as much ginger as he is not ginger. He's still ginger. You count him as that.
God almighty, it doesn't make any sense. I feel bad for the Red Rider.
I love him, though. He went to Katy, too, and he's representing Katy.
Fuck Katy Tigers.
Okay,
didn't they cheat? Weren't they? Didn't they have an ineligible?
Allegedly.
Yeah,
allegedly.
Something like that.
No, no,
did
it wasn't.
Did they ever do anything
no,
about
it
that?
Wasn't
no,
allegedly.
They didn't get suspended. The Katy Tigers, it's like
they
a dominant
admitted,
powerhouse.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys know this, but some people that don't live in Texas listen to this
oh,
weekend.
Okay.
Oh.
It's a powerhouse football team. I
how many of them
went
won,
to high school
three?
In Katy. How many did they
They
what?
Won three championships, haven't they?
They won a lot of championships.
No, but like in the past fucking 10 years or something.
Probably. They've won like three, yeah. Probably 3 and 10.
But anyways.
Didn't they win last year or the year before?
I think.
Yeah.
I don't
but
care.
Hold
I feel
on.
Like they won recently.
But they admitted, because they turned themselves in saying they had it in
because they probably would have got caught anyways.
And yeah. An eligible
they had
player.
A player that had moved from another school that played one play in a 66-0 blowout.
Everybody's
he played in an extra point, so obviously this player had no effect on it. Technically, you could have been suspended and disqualified from the playoffs because of that, but they allowed it. They said, that's fine. This guy can't play until next season. But still, I mean, like, I don't – like, it was a blowout. It wasn't going to affect – like, that didn't affect the outcome
mm-hmm,
of the game.
Mm-hmm.
You did break the rules, but, like,
I've
fucking
–
if I'm going to bitch about high school football, Katy, like, there's the Class A and the Class B, and you always do it by attendance, and Katy never plays in Class A, and you never have a Class A winner – play the Class B winner to see who's the actual state champion for 5A or whatever the fucking I think it's 6A now.
Yeah, I think we moved up because Katy's so stupid.
But they have
huge.
Like you have like you could be two you could have two state champions in the 6A division, which is bullshit to me. I think you should have to have the two winners of that play.
What? No, he went to Cinco. I went to Seven Lakes. We're rivals.
Cinco Ranch.
Oh,
then,
we used to play Seven Lakes
then,
when I was at Dulles.
God, and they're terrible.
Oh, because they were garbage.
SFA.
Then.
I mean, SFA. Oh, Seven Lakes is terrible. SFA
Lakes.
Is terrible.
I remember making
yeah,
that
are.
Drive every year to Seven Lakes, and yeah, we'd whoop y'all's ass.
Yep.
And Dulles was bad.
But it was a nice school, though. You're like, ooh.
Oh yeah,
it was
super
a very
nice.
Nice school.
Fancy.
It was very big.
It's new, fairly
it was
new.
Like a,
isn't
it was
it?
Like a. Yeah, we opened up 2010.
Right, I remember when that stadium opened, and yeah.
Spartan Stadium!
Seven Lakes, how about that? What year did you graduate?
Seven Lakes? 2011. Yep.
I graduated college in 2012.
Oh
I graduated
God.
High school in 2013. I'm a youngin'.
Fucking young
I'm
kid.
A youngin'.
I feel like I'm like.
Yeah.
Gonna be on some watch list after this.
People forget how young I am. I
Because Chris seems like you have like the anger of an old man. Yeah. You like are into like Bob Dylan and shit like that. So like when you, but like when you meet Chris, like you don't.
We'll get into it
like,
later.
I thought you were my age. I thought you were like 25, 26 until like I was like, hey, will you grab beer? And you're like, I can't buy beer. Like what?
Phyllis just said she thought she was the youngest one here, and I'm like, no, sweetheart.
Because
Phyllis
is always the youngest one.
Well, I'm always the youngest one, and I feel like I'm everywhere I go. I'm always surrounded by people who are older than me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Even on the radio show I produce, they call me Young Hogan for a reason, because I'm fucking young.
That's like the worst rapper name too, and like I feel like they should give you a better.
I feel like if I wasn't black, I feel like if I wasn't black, it wouldn't be Young Hogan. That's awful.
Young Hogue.
And you know what?
Like, that'd be cool.
Young Hogue. But it would look like Young Hog, and that ain't cool.
Young Hog.
I'm just saying. I love the people I work with, but I don't really care for that nickname.
They call me Alex P. Middleton, and that's my cool, middle though. Initial is not at all P.
But nobody
it fits,
knows.
Though. Alex P.
I just
Middleton.
Roll with it. It's funny.
Phyllis, what's
it's
yours?
One letter.
Other than Philly cheesesteak and Philly. And
Big Philly style.
Big Philly style.
Philly, okay. A lot of friends in college used to call me Philly D. And then it changed to Philly Double D.
Oh, because like boobs? Because like boobs.
Because of the boobs. No, there's a lot of nicknames, but normally just everyone calls me Phyllis. I know, it's boring, I'm sorry.
I don't like Phyllis.
Alright.
I like it too. Nobody has this name anymore. Except old women.
Yeah.
Old people.
Yeah, they don't name them Phyllis anymore.
Phyllis and Gladys.
Gladys.
Like, names that you don't hear.
Or Ruth. Ruth as well. You don't hear a lot of Ruths.
Ruby
is another good one.
My best friend's grandma's name is Ruby.
What about Carol?
It's basically my grandma.
Carol's kind of going away.
Well, Carol is short for Caroline, and you still get a few Carolines every now and again.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a friend whose name is Caroline.
Mm-hmm.
We call her Caroline, not
Christopher
Carol.
Will never go away, baby.
I always wonder, like, you know how...
Alex either.
You know how, like, what... Yeah, because now the new thing
but
is
you know what,
gender
Alex,
neutral
though,
names.
I was thinking...
Because you want to be able to have... Because now you don't know if when you have a kid, if they're going to want to be a girl. If you have a baby
That's
boy, you don't
bullshit.
Know if your baby boy is going to want to be a chick. So, like, you got to have, like, a gender-neutral name. So, like, I could be Alex either way, and I'm fine.
Phyllis, how do you feel about...
When
parents?
I transition, when
can
I identify...
ask a question,
I'm telling you, when I identify as a female, I can also go by Alex. So, I'm just saying.
Are you planning to identify
well,
anytime
I can
soon?
Identify whenever I fucking feel like all it. Right. Now, hey, I'm identifying as Alex as a woman. Now
Alex,
I'm identifying as
we
Alex
can, we
as,
can go shoe
as,
shopping.
As a male. The Pat's Gay podcast host.
Phyllis, how do you feel about the folk who say, I'm just going to raise my child as a child, and if she decides, or if it decides it wants to be a woman, then that is what it should be?
Are you raising like a plant? If it decides?
Like, water it and feed it every day.
Is that a robot?
That's what you do to a baby.
Listen, I don't care. Just
water it.
Water it and feed it, right?
I just don't know if that's how you raise a kid.
Just water it down, hose it down real quick.
Pour water on
food
it.
At it.
I poured water on it once a day. Put it in the sunlight.
I expect it
I
to
thought
grow.
It was growing.
I thought it was going to be 6 feet in like a week. What happened?
No, I just don't care. I don't care. I'm never having kids, so I don't care what other people do. I'm not bringing a child into this world.
Sometimes, like, you're like, fuck, man. Like, what are we, like, if you're
people
a kid,
are
what are you
nuts.
Learning now?
People are way too nuts. And
people are not nuts, Phyllis. They're stupid.
That is true.
I think that's. Yeah,
I was trying to be a little polite. People are fucking crazy.
A lot of people
and
are
I'm
stupid.
Not bringing a child into this world.
Are you serious? You don't plan on having children?
Yeah. I don't want to have kids.
Good for you, girl.
Babies are weird.
What's that now?
Babies are weird.
How are. What?
I don't know. There's a lot of responsibility and then mm-hmm. money and. I don't have a lot of money.
You bring up good points. You bring up good points in both
And then
of
I got to find a dude. That's hard enough in itself.
A lot of them just leave.
Well,
so
I mean,
you can
you
find
can
that
just
easy.
Go on Instagram.
A lot of them
night.
Are just
Seriously.
Fucking nuts, and you just
yeah, they all do usually have nuts.
Mm-hmm. They're all crazy.
You'll have to play with them
They're
for a little bit, and
crazy.
Then you get a little some afterwards. But you know,
I don't know, man. I want to have kids.
What is really good for? Absolutely nothing now. Huh. Sorry. I just felt that coming on. It was in my soul, guys. It was in my soul. I wasn't going to fight it.
Well, Phyllis, we do a segment recently that we've started that is we share our opinions. They may be popular amongst the general population, but most of these opinions that we'll share at this point in the podcast are not popular opinions. This is our unpopular opinions segment.
I'm ready.
I've got some opinions, you might not like them, unpopular opinions. I've got some opinions, you might not like them, unpopular opinions.
Are you laughing at my intro?
I can't breathe.
Yeah. Those are the Pass the Gravy Ladlelets over there in the bandstand.
Wait.
Thanks again, gang, for showing up.
Thank you. Thank you.
The lady, they were the Gravettes, and then we changed them to the Ladlelets because
that makes sense.
A staple of this show. All right, I've got an unpopular opinion, guys.
What up, dog?
Christmas caroling.
Mm. Oh, this is a good one.
Not always fun. I would say it's more of an annoyance than it is a joyful holiday experience.
I gotta agree with that one.
Absolutely.
So I'm not an unpopular opinion amongst these three that I'm a part of.
Before we dive into this, have any of y'all ever experienced a caroler?
Yes, I have.
Oh, you have? At your apartment?
No, not here. Oh, okay. In a neighborhood.
Mm.
And it's just one of those things where you're like, all right. And like then you get there's two kinds of carolers. The carolers are just going to do like the same song at every house.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they split it up depending on the house. Sure. I don't know. But then they've got the carolers that are like, we're going to load it up with 3-4 songs.
Oh my God, why?
Hit up one house.
God.
And you're like, all right, how long do I have to stand at my door and smile?
Yeah, because like, you gotta smile.
Like, it's like Halloween, hurts, but they don't want candy. They just want your smiles and you to be like awkwardly standing there. And like picture at Halloween.
My question.
If you didn't give candy out.
Mm-hmm.
But the kids just sang a stupid song,
right?
That you don't really want them to be singing, and you're just like, I gotta stand here.
And you know what's bad is the fact that they just knock on your door like they're a normal, like a postman
and
or
you're
something.
A
they
dick
should say
if you don't answer.
They should
you're a no, dick
no, no,
if you don't answer
they should
too.
Say they should knock carolers or something like that and let themselves be known that they were carolers. So if you don't want to answer, you don't have to answer. You
but
know
then
what
you
mean?
Still look like a
but
dick.
You're like, oh, is my
what is
my,
it, Scrooge?
Is my booty call already here?
It's well, like, well, I was getting a blowjob. I was wow.
My question is, my only question is, what do the Jews do to the carolers? Because I can't
they
imagine
like
they'd be okay.
Songs back.
Oh,
like, what if it's like a
they
like
sing
a
the
song
Hanukkah
battle?
Song?
Can you name any Hanukkah songs other than Adam Sandler's?
That dreidel song.
Put on your
dreidel,
yarmulke.
Dreidel, dreidel, I made it out of clay.
That's all I know.
Dreidel, dreidel, dreidel. My boyfriend calls me bae.
I don't know if that's how it goes, but
it's sung from
that.
A female point of view of a dreidel.
Hanukkah song sucks.
I know this house in my neighborhood that actually puts up like Hanukkah signs. Like big wooden happy Hanukkah in their yard. I'm like, yeah, dude, celebrate who you are.
Seriously.
That's so cool. I love it.
I love
that
Jews.
House.
My
I
whole argument is, like, we've got this war on Christmas we talked about a little bit
we
last
do
week.
Certainly
we did talk about
war on Christmas.
Chris
we
thinks there's a war on Christmas.
There's not a war on Christmas like there's a war in Afghanistan, but there's definitely a...
No, I actually thought that the elves were
down,
murdering
Let's tone down the Christmas
Jewish
a
stars.
Bit because it's offending other folk. That's what there is going on.
I think, to me, you're allowed to have as much Christmas cheer as you want to fucking have. You should also be allowed to have as much Hanukkah cheer as you fucking want.
Kwanzaa,
that's like, hey, you're Jewish? Fucking let's
longer.
Rep that Jewish shit, man.
Yeah,
let's
man.
Fucking Hanukkah the fuck out of this.
Seriously.
Bring a menorah to work. Fucking wear your yarmulke.
I feel like...
I don't know what else you do during Hanukkah. Spin your dreidels all goddamn day long at lunchtime.
Curl your sideburns like a mutta. Do what you gotta do.
Listen to your modest Yahoo.
Exactly.
Do they only get one present a day, or do they get kind of like...
They get one present for 8 days.
Okay.
Wait, what?
They get one present.
One present for each day for 8 days.
Yeah.
Okay,
never
I thought you said one present.
Nights?
No, okay, no, but I thought you were saying you get one present over 8 days. And I was like, whoa.
No.
For 8 days, you get one present a day.
Yes.
For 8 days, okay. You get one present.
I don't know. I'm not Jewish.
No,
I've never celebrated Hanukkah.
You get a present a day.
Yeah, you get present each day. Jesus Christ.
Why is this so hard?
This podcast should be called Pass the Retards.
Whoa.
Oh my God, Chris.
This is
Did
Nancy.
You just say the R word? What is wrong with you?
Nancy, we were like 15 minutes in.
I'm
we
sorry, Phyllis. Sometimes.
Christ almighty.
She sounded so angry.
Nancy Grace just hangs out.
Is she ever happy, Phyllis?
She just hangs out sometimes and decides when she's going to chime in. And usually she waits until she gets offended. And we've on multiple occasions said, Nancy, if you're just going to be offended, just don't chime in.
Right.
But
right.
It's like she's got to be that.
She's got to
be that gal.
It's one of those things, if you're not going to say anything nice, don't say
just
anything at all.
Shut the fuck up, right?
Nancy, just shut the
That's what I always say. If you're not going to say anything nice, shut the fuck up, right, Jessica?
I don't know if you've ever said that before.
Are you fucking typing? Are you even typing? I don't hear typing. I don't fucking hear typing. There we go. There we go.
Okay. All right. We're back on track.
Phyllis was like, "What does Jessica even do here?" And
she's
Jessica's
just
standing there,
well, let's
texting
explain,
on her phone.
Hold on. Let's explain Jessica's role. We have
she's
a lot
our
of
producer.
We have a lot of yeah. She doesn't really produce shit. I mean, none of us produce anything.
God knows we haven't gotten a lot of guests.
Exactly. But anyways, we have a lot of readers to this podcast, and when they expect the transcript.
You can listen, but then sometimes people are like, I'd like to also be able to, like, you know, read. Exactly. Read as well.
Just go back and, like...
Because this is a very educational podcast, I
and
feel
like. And they
like
to dissect. We're very deep, you know, our
like, when you go to church,
deep
and a lot of churches you highlight in the Bible.
Right,
like,
they like to annotate
a lot. This is a good verse, I'll remember this.
Exactly.
This is what you do with Pass the Gravy. Okay. And Jessica types it up.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Now, she wants a fancy pants MacBook.
Right.
And I said, what the fuck is wrong with a good old-fashioned typewriter?
It sounds cooler.
It's legit. You can do the cha-ching, ding-ding.
Right.
You have to white out things when you fuck up.
I haven't heard that in a while, though.
And I really think it builds character.
I think it does, too.
And, you know, with someone with Jessica's likes. I mean, she was basically whoring herself out in the street, and we let her come up here and type up some shit, and she's still giving us attitude about it.
God damn it, Jessica.
Give her a roof over her head.
Temporarily for about an hour a week. Then we kick her out.
All right.
She always comes back, though, no matter how mean we are to her.
Well, she doesn't help herself.
Who says there's a war on women?
And then I was just on the podcast, and they just started hating the other girl in the room, and I was like, I don't know if I feel like I should be in here. That's what Phyllis sounds like.
I guess so.
So my unpopular opinion is wrong, then, right? You guys agree with me.
Absolutely, man.
Because I understand.
I'll throw a brick at them.
I understand the cheerful, like, let's just go be merry and shit like that.
Like, what
like,
if they cut it down to, like, 30 seconds? Like, we're just going to sing the chorus.
Yeah,
like,
let's
wish
have,
you a
like,
Christmas.
Like,
Can
maybe,
peace,
like, at some point, I could be able
house.
To, like, do my little thing, like, the finger, like, hey, let's wind it up. Mm-hmm. Let's wrap it up here. Huh?
Wrap it up.
Are we
wrap
done?
It up.
Are we done? When's it? I'm getting a little. I was watching a game. It's Monday Night Football. You're fucking ruining my Monday night right now. I'm cooking dinner. I gotta go fucking check this shit out. Like, maybe shut the fuck up. And then they go into the next song. No, wait. I'm gonna stop you now. Just move. Just go.
Why are they only acceptable during Christmas time? Like, what if in, like, the middle of July, a group of strangers just showed up on your porch singing, like, all night long or something
just
like that? Just
like,
singing. And they expect you to come out.
Okay.
America!
All right? Just
America.
Singing some random
song.
4th of July carolers.
Would you?
I would open
Dude.
My door for
those
And
people. You'd watch them?
Yes.
Even if they were bad?
And I would wave the American flag and shoot off fireworks.
Well, they were
Let's
singing
have some
America.
4th of July caroling.
Yeah, man. Let's bring that.
Right?
Well, Alex, you and I kind of started that, and Cole on 4th of July.
We
you
did.
Were there too.
Yeah, I was there.
You were there when we were singing.
We just got drunk on scotch and smoking cigars and started screaming.
Good times.
God bless America.
No, we weren't singing God bless. We were singing
that
Toby Keith
song. Yeah.
American girls, American guys, will always stand up and salute. We'll always recognize when you see old glory flying. There's a lot of men dead, so we can sleep in peace at night when we lay down our head. My daddy served in the army, he lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard till the day that he died. He wanted my mother, my brother, my sister and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. Soon as we can see clearly through our big black eye, man, we'll lit up your world like the 4th of July. Hey, Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list. And a Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist. And the eagle will fly, and it's gonna be hell when you see Mother Freedom start a ringing her bell. And it feels like the whole wide world is running down on you. Oh, brought to your courtesy. Oh, the red, white, and blue. See that there?
Oh my God, that just happened. America.
Well, guess we know what we're in this show too.
We have nobody listening to that.
America,
Anybody
baby.
That was has probably turned it off. Like, they were talking and they just sang
Toby
Keith.
Out of nowhere, like out of left field, I swear
That
to
is
God.
The most American fucking song if I've ever heard
really
one.
It really is, I swear to God, I love that song. Put a boot in your ass.
He's I don't like country, American but I love the fuck way. Out of that song. I feel so American. I just feel
like Toby Keith should like have fireworks at everything. Right. He's probably got a pet bald eagle. That's, right?
Yeah.
Or no, he doesn't have a bald eagle. He just has a bald eagle that hangs around his property because it's a free bald eagle.
You can't like the own bald eagle
just knows whenever, like, he knows that's a good person to hang out with because he sings that song.
Toby fucking Keith. Toby Do you Keith? Think he, like, wakes up to that song? Like, I'm sure.
That would be my alarm every morning.
You know how Hey Arnold's like, Hey Arnold, Hey Arnold, Hey Arnold.
Hey Arnold!
His
hey
is
Arnold.
Like, you know.
Shut up, football head!
Only 6 more days, 23 more hours, 14 minutes, and 23 seconds until you die! Remember that episode? It's a good episode right there.
Well.
I love me some Hey Arnold.
Hey Arnold, it's a good show. They're supposed to make that a movie now.
Yeah, I'm not cool about that. Because the voices are going to be different. Yeah. And it's not going to be the same. And, you know.
Okay, well, they redid the Peanuts movie. And they sounded
the
same.
Well, they've been
the
making
same.
The Peanuts. Well, that's true.
It was pretty good.
Have you seen the Peanuts movie?
Yeah.
And it was good?
Yeah. The voices sounded the same. They weren't, like, ridiculous or far off or changed or anything. They sounded completely the same.
Well, there you go. I haven't seen the Peanuts movie. I don't know how I feel about that.
It's good.
Is it?
It's pretty good.
See any other good movies lately? I don't know what to talk about. Alex is gone.
Yeah,
he
Alex
just
ran off. He has the show prep. I don't know what the fuck we're supposed to do. I'm a guest. I don't know what I'm doing.
I guess I can carry the show. I can try anyway.
No, I want to see Krampus.
Who?
Krampus.
I don't know what that is.
You don't know what Krampus is?
Sorry.
Okay, Krampus is a German demon that is around Christmas time. Mm. Instead of like Santa watching if you're naughty or nice, fucking Krampus will come and take you if you're a naughty child. So they made a movie out of it.
Krampus works for Santa. Like Santa's evil cousin?
Kinda.
And what does he do once he has the child?
I'm not quite sure. I think he tortures him.
Rape
involved? He's just like a straight... No, there's no rape.
Okay.
He's just a demon.
Just a demon.
That takes away naughty children.
We're talking about
this rapist... At least for 2 seconds, we're talking about what?
Demons.
Listen. Wait, we're talking about what? Rape?
No, okay.
Is that what I heard?
He was wondering if Krampus... raped the children.
Hold
There's
on.
There's no rape.
I believe... I think... Do we have stats on this,
I don't mean the athletic stats.
Okay.
I mean the rape stats.
Okay.
As she always does. Nancy and stats. Nancy and stats. All she wants is fucking rape stats.
There are no rape stats because I don't think Krampus rapes anybody.
But what if you're like a really bad boy or girl?
I think you just
get
tortured.
What if you're like the worst?
I think you just get tortured. Maybe the torture punishment goes up. Instead of like, hey, you stuck a tack on your teacher's chair, you're going to get like 5 like spankings out of it.
Right.
If you fucking beheaded your cat, I think he's going to fucking light you on fire and like piss in your ashes. That's what I kind of think Krampus does. I don't know. I'm like a little bit German, so I feel like I should know these things, but I don't because I was not raised on Krampus. I'm sorry.
You're Italian and German. Jesus.
Yeah. I claim the Italian side.
Of course you do.
The only thing German is my white, pale skin. Until the summertime hits and then I'm dark as fuck.
And the Nazi part.
I am not Nazi. Maybe that's bad. Just a little bit.
Why don't we just call
I'm not a
Nazi Germany.
Speaking of Nazis, I was watching Inglorious Bastards last night. You ever seen that movie?
I love that movie. Mm-hmm.
Fucking love that. That was the first time I'd ever seen it. And I love Tarantino. I was thoroughly amazed. That movie is so good. The reason why I'd watched it, like, I tried to watch it a few other times, but the fucking subtitles, I couldn't get through them. Because there were just so many of them.
Too many German subtitles.
I didn't feel like reading. You know, if I wanted to read this, I'd buy the book. So I finally sat my black ass down. Couldn't say that with a straight face. And I said, I'm just going to read this. I'm going to watch this movie. And I finally did, and I loved it. Brad Pitt, stellar. Michael Fassbender, Steve Jobs guy?
Don't know.
Stellar. Cole would know.
First Cole, we need
Cole! When we need him.
Jessica, why did we not... Do we have Cole? I asked you to book Cole. Wait.
I guess he didn't answer his
phone. What the fuck is your problem? You're a producer!
Don't worry.
Fuck!
Alex, seriously. You've had a few, okay?
All right.
Settle down.
All right, I'm being a little outrageous.
Yeah.
Also, I had one more unpopular opinion.
What'd that be?
Before things got derailed.
Mm-hmm. It definitely got derailed thanks to this one over here.
Besides saying Christmas caroling was more of an annoyance than a joyful holiday experience, actually, I don't think that was an unpopular opinion here.
No, that was very popular amongst us.
I would say Fallout 4, video game, maybe the best game ever.
I might have to argue with you on that one.
This is y'all's conversation. I don't do video games.
You don't play video games? You need to get some Fallout in your life.
My life has kind of been dominated by Fallout 4 in the 3 weeks that
you haven't played.
We can do that.
You have not played Skyrim. Okay, it's made by the same people. And it's basically the same. Put your mic back
Chris
on.
Chris just like put the mic away. He's like, fuck
I'm
this game.
I'm about to tell you all about this magical world called Skyrim.
Oh, God. Magical worlds for the liberal.
It's a little.
Go ahead.
Excuse me. No, it's made by the same people. And it's basically kind of the same concept. You have a main storyline and you can just do a shit ton of like side storylines. It's like the same thing. It totally blew my mind when I saw it.
Not as Fallout-y though.
Well, I've never played Fallout until I got Fallout 4, and then I was like, oh my god, this is just like Skyrim, which is my favorite game ever.
I've heard all this stuff about Fallout 4. I've never heard anything about Fallout 1, 2, or 3.
I think it's because it took so long for Fallout 4 to come out. People were like losing their shit, like, oh my god, finally Fallout, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but Fallout 4 is a really great game. So
I believe maybe not the
greatest game ever, because I gotta give that to Skyrim because it's so.
Whoa, hold on! If we're talking about the greatest game ever, I didn't know we were talking about the greatest game ever. First of all, Pong. You ever play Pong?
Okay.
On Atari.
I mean, like playing wise, if you play Pong, you can play Pong for a little bit. But you play Fallout 4 for like, I think I'm at like 3-4 days worth
video
of,
game
of time
ever.
Playing on it.
I think, honest to God, y'all are gonna laugh at me. But like Grand Theft Auto.
Grand Theft Auto is definitely top 5.
You can do anything.
Grand Theft Auto, the new one, that's one of my favorite games.
The last one I played was probably 4, but the one I...
Five is way better.
The last one I really enjoyed was San Andreas.
5 is way better, but...
Just
because,
you know, it's by folk.
Also, the Donkey Kong for... Not N64. Donkey Kong for Super Nintendo.
No, I was never a Nintendo
guy. Was right
guy.
Up there.
You were not a Nintendo guy?
I was a Sega Genesis guy.
Dumb.
I was a Sega Genesis.
Sonic was
good.
We
had Nintendo 64, or not Nintendo, just the original Nintendo, and then we had Sega Genesis.
I had a Sega Genesis all my childhood. Then I upgraded to the PS, PlayStation, then a PS2, then a PS3, then an Xbox 360.
I say I went the Xbox route.
Do you think that
I feel like Nintendo people went to the Xbox, Sega people went to the PlayStation.
I kind of would agree with that.
That makes a little bit of sense, because my brother really likes Sega games, and he plays PlayStation.
That's how I feel.
I was a Nintendo guy. I am now an Xbox One guy, so...
Mm-hmm.
But you would say that Skyrim is better than...
Genius, don't learn that about me.
Skyrim is better than Fallout?
I have to say, yeah.
Whoa. Ooh.
But mainly because you can choose... like different characters. Like you're just that one... You're one guy or one girl. And you can, like... change the face or whatever, but you're still a human. You can go a fucking different species. I'm a fucking cat because I love cats.
Of course you are.
I am a Khajiit. I'm like level 50, fucking wielding a Daedra Warhammer. I just fucking one hit and I'm fucking, your head's going across
the
map.
Sounds fancy.
It's, oh god, it's so much fun. I can't do it justice. And then you get this horse, Shadowmere, if you do the oh, I can't think of the name of the quest. If you do this one quest,
oh,
you get this
horse. There's
quests
in this game, oh my.
Yes!
Oh, she just snapped her fingers at me.
Hell yeah!
As if she was some black chick outside a beauty salon, oh my. I got scared.
Skyrim is such a great... I put so many hours into that game, and I don't buy add-ons for games.
Do you have
I bought several
Xbox?
Add-ons. Yeah.
Okay.
I had an Xbox 360, and then I realized you need an Xbox One if
they
you want to play the campaign.
I never met a girl who was so into video games.
I love video games. Video games are so much fun. I mean, this world's so shitty, it's nice to go into a world that you can, like...
That's like a world where there's been a nuclear holocaust.
Music
like,
yeah,
playing.
Just fucking run around and kill people.
I agree with what you're saying, like, the world's so shitty that I need some kind of escape. But that's what, like, music and movies are for.
And podcasts.
Well, I do that, too.
Podcasts.
Like, I work for a news station, and all we talk about is politics and stuff. And I like that, I enjoy that kind of stuff, but after a while, it gets so depressing after hearing about the 19th shooting this year. And so I need something to get myself out of that, and that's when music, that's when the aforementioned Bob Dylan comes into play. And
this kid likes Bob Dylan.
I love
I don't understand
a little
Bob
bit.
Dylan.
Yeah, he does.
I love him. I saw him live at, where did we see him live?
Still alive.
Yeah, he's still alive and a kickin', sweetheart.
It's like a fucking man with bones and skin.
Listen, he's an old fellow, okay? Keith Richards is also old. Doesn't mean he's not talented.
He's looking pretty old.
Dude is genius. Okay, they will be studying his works in schools one day. You understand me? I'm not even kidding.
I'm not saying that they won't.
They already do.
They
already do. Like, his lyrics are in textbooks. I'm not
Bob
even kidding.
Dylan.
Oh, the times they are changing. That's my Bob Dylan impression.
Not good. Not a good one.
Anyways, do your read.
Well, you know what will be in the textbooks one day? Probably MeUndies.
Yeah, people are going to wonder, how the hell did people go through their lives
were they not
such,
comfortable?
With this Fruit of the Loom?
What is this nonsense?
Hanes? People wore this uncomfortable Hanes? Oh.
Well, we all know how sexy confidence is. Phyllis, you know how sexy confidence is, right?
I know exactly what you mean.
And that confidence comes from being comfortable, but how great can you feel when your underwear is wrinkling and riding up? That's why MeUndies has created the world's most comfortable underwear for a daily dose of confidence. When you look good, you feel great. It's a cliche because it's true.
Dude, it's cliche.
No, it's cliche. It's cliche. Okay.
Cliche.
I'm the one reading the copy here. I'm pretty sure I know. Pretty sure I know.
Alex, go for it, buddy.
MeUndies understands that, and that's why they've specifically designed underwear that makes you look and feel fantastic. MeUndies are made from a fabric called Modal that is twice as soft as cotton, which is twice as soft as whatever underwear you're wearing right now, unless, of course, you're like me and you're wearing MeUndies. Mm. MeUndies has tons of colors and styles, and it's the only place to get matching styles for men and women. They even release a new design each month. Plus, we all know that paying for shipping sucks!
Yeah, it does.
So MeUndies has removed that from the equation. All orders in the U.S. and Canada, that's actually a correct pronunciation. They changed the pronunciation.
I believe
Canada,
you. I believe you.
Ship for free. MeUndies even has a money-back guarantee. If you don't love your first pair of underwear, it's free. So you've got nothing to lose, literally. Mm. To sweeten the deal, MeUndies is offering you 20% off your first order when you go to MeUndies.com/podcast. That's a special offer for our listeners. And any other listener that listens to a podcast that uses the same thing that we do, because they won't give us a goddamn promo code.
Preach,
it's
Alex.
Pass!
Preach, Alex. Preach.
Make sure to go to MeUndies.com/podcast to get 20% off your first order, and so that they know that we or any other podcast that they're advertising with sent you. Mm. Also, remember that if you order by December 17th, you can guarantee delivery by Christmas. So, you love anybody? Give them the gift of underwear. That's what I'm saying.
You know, people always bullshit like, oh, my mom got me a pair of socks for Christmas or a pair of underwear. I like getting that stuff for Christmas.
When I got a pair of MeUndies.
I need socks, man.
Seriously.
Socks? If your sock game is strong,
your regular sock game is on point. I am thoroughly jealous. Like me, I'm wearing the plain whites right now.
What am I going with?
Alex, what do you got, man?
Phyllis, what do you see
here?
Chili
peppers?
Oh,
that's a toucan.
Toucan.
We got some hibiscus.
Jesus. Alex, I swear.
Fancy as fuck.
He is.
Dude, check out the bottom of the... Check out the bottom. What is, read the bottom of my socks, Phyllis. Onto the microphone. Read the bottom. No, into the microphone. You're not...
Yeah, but I can't... Ew, I'm touching his foot!
What does it say?
I can't read it because his nasty foot is... Like, it's like...
Oh, come on.
Is this something about toucans eat noisily?
Toucans eat mostly fruit, not cereal.
Oh.
Now, when is anybody going to see the bottom of your foot?
I don't know, but I thought it was funny when I saw the socks. I was like, well, yeah, I want to get that. Toucans are already winners. So, like, then seeing the bottom of the socks when the missus comes home, you know, she's a little excited about it. Yeah.
Not only
is he making love to me, he's now got funny socks.
Exactly.
I just want to let
you
know.
Are you making love to her now? Because last week you banged her or whatever.
I was banging the shit out of her.
Yeah, you were, you nasty, disgusting dog.
What?
Nothing.
What I do in the comfort of my own bedroom is none of your concern, you son of a bitch.
Oh, man.
Well, Phyllis, we also do several segments on this podcast.
Several. We're a very well-produced radio show.
I'm excited to hear it.
Podcast. Not a show. Sorry. Not a radio show.
Sorry about that.
But,
my voice for a second.
One of the segments, it's become a staple over the... It's about to be years, because we're about to be in two straight years of Pass the Gravy.
Jesus Christ,
wow.
Man.
My, how we've come a long way.
No, you, Alex. Don't say we. It's you.
I wouldn't be doing it without the team around me, guys.
I know, but the team has
like
changed at least.
There's been none that have just been Alex.
Alex,
so...
you've been the constant, is what I'm saying.
Well,
you should be very proud.
Yeah, I don't know.
No need to be humble.
You guys are making me bashful.
All right, enough sucking out.
This is this segment is called Not Cool.
Not cool.
All right.
Oh,
not cool, man. Dude, that's not cool. Not cool. Not cool. Dude, that's not cool. Not cool, man. Dude, that's not cool. Not cool. Not cool. Dude, that's not cool. Not cool. Not cool.
Now, Phyllis, I know you may be new to Pass the Gravy, but
hey,
Not Cool
one.
Is a fun little segment we do every week where pretty much you think basically back to something that's happened last week. You're just like, that made you be like, dude, that is not cool. That's not cool to do that. This is something that is not at all cool. Mm. It doesn't have to be a big deal. It can be something stupid. It may not be not cool to everyone else, but to you, this is our moment to kind of vent. Mm. It's more of like, Pass the Gravy, I feel like, has turned into a therapy session a lot of times. It does. You heard me yelling about football. You heard me yelling about football.
Right.
Caroling as well. A lot of it. Basically, we think of things, we turn segments into them, so it seems like it's not just us with problems.
My milkshake brings little boys.
So, Chris, would you like to start us off with You're Not Cool for the week?
Because mine's not that great. All right. So, last night, what time was it? It was about...
I don't know. I wasn't there.
God. All right. It was about 8:30, which is kind of late for me because, you know, Alex and I get up. Well, actually, all of us get up very early. 8:30 is kind of late. It's bedtime, right? But I'm hungry. All I'd had was some egg rolls. You know what I mean?
Some egg rolls.
These were these bomb-ass egg rolls. Me and my roommate, we discovered this place down the street from us to make these really good egg rolls. I always get a dozen of these things, but that was around noon.
When you get a dozen, how many do you normally eat out of a dozen?
At least 10. And then I
In one sitting?
No. Throughout, you know, I snack on them throughout the day.
Like, so, but like you buy it like in the afternoon and it's done by night?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
I mean, they're not giant egg rolls.
I want some egg rolls.
They're fucking delicious. Panda Garden is the
place.
Panda
Garden?
Yes.
Okay, I'm really into place
up. It's made with real bits of panda.
It is. Good.
But anyway, so I had some egg rolls like around noon or whatever, and I was hungry. It was 8:30 at night. I already taken my Advil PM.
Nice.
So I'd had a few.
You're getting ready to go out.
Exactly.
Knocked the fuck out.
No, I'd had a few cocktails. My White Russians. Alex, you know I'm a fan of the White Russians.
This fucker saw the Big Lebowski, dude, and now he's just hooked on White
Russians.
First of
all, hold on.
He got into bowling all of a sudden now. Now he tells me he won't roll on Shabbos. I'm like, dude, you're fucking just quoting Big Lebowski. Chris, I saw the movie too.
The Big
you're
Lebowski,
not getting it by me.
The dude did not invent the White Russian. The White Russian had been a cocktail way before that movie. Just because somebody drinks, like, I swear to God.
Okay. What do you think the percentages on people that were into the White Russian and that got into White Russians after
seeing it? Have you ever had a White Russian?
It's delicious.
They're great. I don't know why.
Every time I go bowling and they have liquor at the bar, I get a White Russian because it's just a fucking...
I didn't know they had a full bar at
sometimes, not a lot.
But anyways, White Russians
are
good.
If they do, though,
I don't get a White Russian. Oh, I'm going to be like the dude. No, White Russians are good. Okay.
There's nothing wrong with being like the dude. The dude is probably
the dude
the
is
coolest.
Awesome. I'm not arguing with you, but
we've
I'm
got
just
a
saying,
drop from this movie.
I've
this
got,
exact movie in our intro.
Is it? Oh yeah, I forgot.
What in God's name are you blabbering about?
But anyways, I like a White Russian, so I have a few, you know, with my Advil PM, which is doctor recommended, obviously.
Because it's got milk in it, so you feel like a man.
Right.
So I'm getting calcium.
So anyways, I had my Advil PM. I had my White Russians. I was feeling good. Feeling all right, right? Like the song goes, feeling all right.
How does it go?
What?
Not feeling too good myself. You
just
never heard
going,
that song?
Going,
no, no, that's all I know.
No, just keep
I only
saying
saw
song?
That one scene of
it. Okay, I just wanted to keep saying it.
So, I'm hungry, right? And I said, go to Raising Cane's. Raising Cane's is a little bit out of the way for me because I'm on the other side of town. Raising Cane's is actually by Alex's apartment.
We've already discussed this on the podcast. Best chicken you can buy fast food.
Absolutely.
Yes. Agreed.
We consider it best
second,
food. There's a drive-thru.
Second is Chick-fil-A, of course. Mm-hmm. But I'm digressing here. So I make the drive. I go to Raising Cane's. And I'm rolling around the parking lot. And then this place looks kind of closed. There's not a whole lot of people in here. The lights look kind of
off. It's
usually
open pretty late.
It's usually open.
It's
it was 8:45.
It's usually open until like 11,
right,
I want
to
say.
I don't know. But it was 8:45. I know they had to at least close by like the... You know, 9 or something.
Oh, it's Sunday, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sure. So I roll around there to the drive-thru and I see a sign. Sign says, "Sorry, we are closed for a holiday crew party." Fuck. 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 I die a little bit inside.
Let's
just say Chris was ready to raise some cane.
Chris was ready to just die because I wanted me some Raising Cane's. More importantly, I just wanted some good chicken. Quick, like that. I'm black. What can I say?
What's it
gonna
say?
I'll say it. I don't need you to say it.
Oh my god, that's so racist, Chris!
No.
You put yourself in a box!
It's understandable. But Raising Cane's is some of the best fried chicken tenders at least he can get in Houston.
Phyllis, I feel like Nancy throws you off a little bit.
Nancy throws me off a little bit. What's I don't expect her to. She just
outbursts. It takes a while.
I'll explain Nancy to you really quick. She hangs out and she only peeps up when she's offended.
But she never. Yeah, she just. It's she like never, why listen?
Right. Exactly. Why? It's like she's listening. This is not her type of thing.
You know, this is not her podcast. She's not going to approve of most of the stuff we say, but it's like she chimes in on every goddamn thing we say.
Anyways.
As you were saying.
To make my not cool even not coolier.
Not cooler.
Still, I was fiending for the chicken. Phyllis is about to
blow. I had the itch.
I had the itch and I had to scratch. Nothing like mama's chicken. Anyways, so. So, I say, what's the next best place to get some quick chicken? I didn't want to go to like a Popeyes or a fucking Church's. Definitely didn't want to go to KFC.
Why?
Because KFC they had Colonel Sanders is awful.
Back. KFC Colonel Sanders is awesome.
KFC is awful. Right?
I'm not a fan of KFC.
Up top.
All right.
You're not a fan of KFC? How the fuck can you not be? Dude, okay,
dude, first of all, the KFC mashed potato bowl, the bowls are fucking great.
Without the corn.
Because whoever made it was high off their ass.
Absolutely.
Like, dude.
Let's just mix it.
Okay, so you got your potatoes, but you're not going to eat the potatoes. Right. You're not going to eat the corn. You're just going to eat the corn. Where would put my sandwich and put cheese on top of it?
Don't forget the gravy, dude. Don't forget the gravy.
Yeah, man.
Just drown it in gravy, dude. Just drown it. But anyway.
That's pretty much what it was. That's how they came up with it. And then what are the little, like, snackers, the KFC snackers that are like a dollar?
Yeah, dude, listen.
Those are dope.
Listen, if the best thing about your menu is the appetizer, your restaurant sucks.
But you can have two snackers and a potato, and a mashed potato bowl, and you're fucking set for, like, the rest of the day.
Fuck that. Listen, so KFC sucks because their mashed potatoes are watery, their chicken is dry, it's just god-awful fried chicken.
The Colonel's not even real.
Colonel, not even a real race.
Apparently, it's not even the real Colonel Sanders. It's what I hear.
So, I'm like, but what I really wanted was some, like, chicken tenders, and I wasn't going to go to McDonald's, although I kind of enjoy their McNuggets. I'd had a bad experience.
Chicken sandwiches are really good.
Super Bowl, McDonald's.
Just after a night of drinking, just fucking, like, 20...
Mickey D's, right?
McChickens.
Oh, yeah. The hot and spicies? Can't beat them, dude. I'm telling you, McDonald's has the...
If everybody buys food for the Super Bowl, go to McDonald's and you can get, like, 1,000 nuggets for, like, $8.
Yeah, you're good.
It's not really $8, but it's, like, you can get, like, 100 for,
you're
like,
gonna look shitty next to the guy who brought, you know, the 7-layer...
Really? I brought a 1,000 fucking... I brought 1,000
about
fucking
the seven
chicken
layer
nugs.
Dip or the McChicken nuggets or whatever they're called.
I don't know.
At what point of layers do we give no shits about?
Like at what point of layers, like, are they just fucking like? Just,
what's in the layers?
Like a 1-layer dip is usually good for me.
Well,
I'm
usually
fine with a 1-layer dip. When you say I have a 7-layer dip, I'm like, that's too many fucking layers. That's a lot of work. I don't want to
sensory overload. Yeah. I just need like either guac or fucking queso. That's all I need.
Or a little sour cream, maybe. Although I'm not a huge fan of sour cream. Neither am I. I just said that because it's, you know, synonymous to queso and
speaking
guac.
Of dipping things, speaking of dipping chips,
mm-hmm.
This is not a not cool. This is more of an unpopular
opinion.
We
digressed
quite
a bit.
Really fast. I just got to say that I think Chewy's salsa is just as good.
Chewy's salsa?
Chewy's salsa.
Neither am I.
It's just as good as their jalapeno ranch sauce.
Alex, you're alone on this.
All right, well. Mm-hmm. You guys gotta
try it.
We're gonna have to have a pass the gravy field trip to the Chewies, as you were saying, Chris.
As I was saying, so I wanted some chicken tenders or nuggets or whatever.
Some chicks.
Some chicks. All right, right.
Who am I?
So I'm like, fuck it. I'll go to Chick-fil-A. I'm on my way to Chick-fil-A. I'm halfway there. I look at my phone or whatever, and the phone says, you know, it's fucking Sunday.
Sunday.
Is there anything worse than
you're already en route to it, and you just feel your stomach drop.
Dude, you want the Chick-fil-A. Like, I swear to God, I don't want Chick-fil-A a lot, but I promise you, half the times I want Chick-fil-A is on a Sunday.
Did they not say that they're going to start selling on Sundays
now? They lied. That was a fake thing.
Was that a lie?
They're a Christian-owned place.
I mean, I get it. You can hate on them all you want, but how baller is it? Like, you know what? We don't give a fuck.
Yeah, seriously.
Like we think we're just that confident about our fucking chicken that like we're going to only serve it 6 days.
Exactly.
And it's like that much better. Yeah, I'll still buy it.
That's what I'm saying, though, is that this not cool. My not cool is one of those not cools where I can't really blame them because I understand why Chick-fil-A is closed on Sunday and I respect it and I salute them. And then I understand why Cane's is closed because, all right, That's nice of y'all throwing your employees a holiday party.
They sit through it on Sunday.
It's right, exactly.
It wasn't like a Wednesday.
It's just a shitty situation.
It wasn't like a Wednesday at 5:30 exactly. when like it's a rush hour.
Exactly.
Like they picked the time of their closed. Business is probably going to be less.
The slowest. Right. So it's one of those not cool.
You guys kind of tip your hat. Like, well played.
Where it's just not cool on me for not going grocery
So what'd
shopping.
You decide?
Well, I'll tell you, Alex Middleton.
That's what I really want to know. Let's get to the bottom of this,
So
Chris.
I said, fuck it. I also, I was low on gas. So my plan was to just drive around aimlessly until I found someplace good, but I was kind of low on gas, and I didn't want to fill up before I had to come to work early in the morning, so I just, fuck it. I'll just stop at Randall's and get myself one of those sandwiches they have in the deli.
At no point did Whataburger...
Dude, that's the thing, though. I didn't
Taco
like...
Taco Bell?
That's the thing. Ugh. I was not in the mood for some nasty
Whataburger has chicken strips.
I know,
you can get the chicken strips with the gravy.
I know,
ooh,
it's good.
Because everybody's always like, you gotta get the Whataburger. But
right.
you go with the chicken
honey
strips.
Those chicken biscuits? Chuck,
honey butter chicken? Oh, my
I
God.
I love
that's
those still, dude.
And then,
I love
what is the new one? The new sandwich that they're advertising where it's like the chicken strip sandwich?
Yes, with
that
the toast.
That is off the heezy for sheezy. My girlfriend had that for like 6 days in a row.
Jesus.
One day just because it was that delicious.
Oh, my. But anyways.
Didn't gain a pound.
I
didn't
bet.
Gain a pound.
Yeah.
I'm jealous.
But anyways, I just wasn't in the mood for that. I would have gone to McDonald's or Taco Bell or something like that. I can only eat Taco Bell when I'm drunk.
Taco Bell's fun as long as you're just like, well, I'm going to have diarrhea tomorrow.
I know. It does not upset my stomach.
It doesn't upset
mine. I can eat
Taco Bell
every single
day.
Taco Bell, Jack in the Box.
Oh, fuck Jack in the Box.
And McDonald's are pretty much like...
With a 10-foot pole.
Taco Bell, Jack in the Box, and McDonald's are pretty much like, I'm going to have diarrhea tomorrow. That's basically what you're having.
And you know, you got to think... Because you got to think about... Because the shifts we work, or the shift I work anyway, I can't move from my studio or where I am at.
Yeah, like a lot of jobs get lunch breaks. So like, I'm going to go out here and get lunch, and we're just like, I brought this in.
Yeah,
and
I have to eat at my desk.
A lot of times you hope that people bring barbecue and like because people want you to people bring barbecue or pizza
like
Taco Cabana.
Like last week when they brought the Taco Cabana breakfast tacos,
what
Alex came into my office, he's like, I heard there was Taco Cabana on this floor, let's go looking for it.
Alex,
oh, you didn't know about that?
What?
Oh, shit.
Wasn't it you that told me?
Fuck.
No, it wasn't.
Oh, yeah, there was free tacos.
Alex,
yeah
we're supposed to be a team.
That's survival of the fittest.
Alex, you're supposed to warn your friends.
Well, no, what I do is you go find it. You go find it. You make sure.
You should have warned me, too.
Well, I saw. To be fair,
we were friends.
To be fair, I saw Chris before I saw you. I heard there was somebody that said there's Taco Cabana breakfast tacos.
Sorry,
I heard that. I was gone. I went sniffing for it. You find it. And then, like, the whole thing is you go get the food. Then you get your own. And then you're like, guys, there's food down there. Because then you want to make sure
you
take care of you,
okay,
which is what I did.
And
then I went back and there was none.
Mm-hmm. All right. That's understandable.
It's because I was after Alex. Anyways.
I had 35 tacos.
Fuck. Tacos are my favorite thing in the world. If there's
if you can make a good breakfast taco,
Alex, you
won
some.
My heart.
You
right.
saved me
Absolutely.
Some.
I agree with you, Alex, there.
You won my heart if you can make good breakfast tacos. But you shitting on Jack in the Box, I think, is not called for.
Jack in the Box is shit.
Jack in the Box doesn't ever play to be gourmet food.
Listen.
Jack in the Box plays up to be
the
stoner
food,
that goes and gets drunk food. So you got to admire. John and I talked about this
on
one of the most
recent
ones.
What's the ultimate drunk fast food? Because in my mind,
Taco
it's
Bell,
Whataburger.
Jack in the
Whataburger.
Box.
Whataburger.
Whataburger.
I think Taco Bell.
Nothing better than cruising through that Whataburger, you know, at 2 a.m., getting a whole bunch of taquitos
drunk.
Or something.
Taquitos.
Honey butter chicken biscuits. I'd get like five of them.
Dude.
Just bathe in that.
Sometimes
butter.
If I get up really early for work and I'm talking like I wake up at like 3:15.
You never bring me any. Don't worry about it.
Well, usually I'm getting there. I don't want to bother you. I know you're
bullshit.
Doing some shit. I'm just kidding. No, I'm an ass. I'm just an ass. That's what I do. And you can occasionally, like maybe once every couple months, I'll go get myself the Whataburger. And you're just like, what? Today's going to be a great day. You're like rubbing your hands. You're like, oh boy. Man, today really turned out swell. And
day.
It is, it's not even 5 o'clock in the morning
Wait,
yet.
Wait, didn't you say some people who listen aren't from Texas and they don't know the magic of Whataburger?
All right, if y'all don't know what Whataburger is, it is the best fast food place in this nation.
And then, yeah, we just completely isolated all of them after I was like, guys, let's make sure we include them.
They got Google. They can look at you.
Talking about streets they don't know.
But anyways, yeah, I know. So I was down on Hillcroft. But anyways.
Westheimer.
Oh, God, fucking Westheimer.
Worst fucking street.
Dude, I used to think it was called Westheimer.
That's what I call it, Westheimer.
Westheimer.
I know
it's
like
it's Westheimer.
I always call it Westheimer.
All right, what do y'all... You know the street Sinnet?
What about Quaken... What about Quakendall?
Quakendall.
Fucking Kirkendall. Bullshit.
Where the fuck's the R?
Bullshit. It's Kirkendall. Not Kirkendall.
It's Kirkendall.
Yeah, they pronounce it that way, but it's spelled K-U-Y. What the fuck God, kind of
drunk.
Spelling is that?
Houston's always
wrong. No, Kirkendall. Kirkendall.
People call Synod Synod. It's called Synod, not Synod. Kind of shit is
I always thought it was called snot.
Now, this is a lot of not cool snot. Is us just saying street names and words and just bitching about it. That's what we do.
But anyways.
So, Phyllis, do you have a not cool?
I think I do have a not cool.
All right.
It's not
Are you done with yours? Are you finished with yours?
Let me think. So I didn't get the Chick-fil-A. I didn't get the Raising Cane's. I had to settle for some
Randall's.
Some Randall's.
Which isn't bad. Randall's fried chicken is pretty good.
Yeah, it is. That's what I hear. I've never had their fried chicken. Go figure. But.
Wow.
No, they've got these sandwiches, like these little sub sandwiches in their deli deal. What? Why are y'all laughing?
I don't know. Alex is looking at me.
She just like doesn't know how to handle this. She's like, no, I don't get you. There's not, structure in the show I work on, and this to just make up things.
She's not used to the black racism. Randall's has these good sub sandwiches that I always get, and I tried the tuna fish one yesterday, but the thing is, it was late at night. Mm-hmm. They usually put these sandwiches out in the morning. It's just been sitting, so it was fucking soggy. Oh, it's fucking
just
horrible.
Wet bread.
Just wet bread. Blah. It was bad. Blah. Needless to say, my night was ruined. I went to sleep with my stomach hurting and
just that you know, feel of defeat.
And you know what the worst part is? I don't plan ahead, so I don't have breakfast in the morning. All I have is some granola in the office. Mm-hmm. So I had a few granola bars and I had to wait till like fucking 9 a.m. so I can go downstairs and get some real breakfast from the great deli.
That deli is on point. I love
it. Shout out Skyline Deli.
Do you eat there every day?
Seriously.
Because
I could eat it every day.
No, I do eat there. I literally go down there every day.
I don't have enough money to eat every day.
Are you kidding me? Those people.
We used to have an intern at one point. Nice. We would send the intern.
They're so nice
breakfast.
Down there. I'll say, hey, I left my debit card at home. Oh, it's okay. You pay later. And
what if you quit your job? The day you quit, you should just fucking get a shit ton of breakfast stuff. Give it to everybody. I'll take 4,000 breakfast burritos.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I forgot my.
I don't get their tacos. I just get bacon, eggs, potatoes.
They have a breakfast BLT
and a biscuit.
And it's
got
the egg
croissant.
On it.
The croissant is so good.
Croissants are good. We discussed
BLT
this on a previous podcast
it,
that croissant
dope.
Is my favorite bread product.
Yes.
Right?
I agree with you.
Can you agree with me?
So good. The croissants are so good.
Is the best bread product.
They're flaky and they're warm
flaky.
And
what
buttery.
Other bread product can you eat just by itself? Like, I can eat a croissant
Maybe
just by
a biscuit.
Itself.
Maybe a biscuit.
Maybe. But even then.
But it's got to be like
the right
be temperature.
It's a good biscuit. Like, I can go to Randall's and get like a, you know, whatever box of fucking croissants or whatever that they've got.
Yeah.
They aren't warm or anything.
Perfect.
I just pick that shit up and
just
eat
perfect.
It. It's just fine and dandy.
Oh,
I love a croissant.
Man, now I want a fucking croissant.
You and I. Kindred spirits. I can already up top.
Except for that Bob Dylan
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, seriously,
you got
fuck
going
you.
On. What?
All right, well.
Anyways,
so
go on with your not cool.
Phyllis, do you have a not cool?
I do. Okay.
You're relatively
so
new to this. This
not...
is your inaugural not cool.
All right. I will take
popping
it.
Popping the cherry
not...
on that not cool.
Uh-oh.
She's like, just shut up and let me talk.
It's not as upsetting as Chris's because I'd be so upset if I couldn't fucking eat.
Ugh.
That's like, oh, I just
well,
I
like,
eat
what,
all the time.
When he was talking about, like, we don't have, like, he has granola hanging out. Like, I feel like waking up as early as we do because, like, sometimes you don't wake up as early as you should. You wake up late and you're like, shit, I got to get to work now.
And
you forget
part,
breakfast. That's the first thing that goes.
I eat granola
so I just
bars
have,
in the morning. I don't eat at home.
I have a cabinet that I've just got like stocked with like groceries. It's like,
well,
oh, oatmeal,
smart.
This,
because
granola,
if I didn't have my granola, the worst thing is the breakfast out of the vending machine.
I've seen you.
You've seen me, right?
Yeah.
And I say, I'm
like
just
a honey bun.
Like, just get my honey bun for today.
Right. And the days that they don't
have they
have honey
like
buns,
two
I'm
things.
Just getting a bag of like hot Cheetos or something. Like
hot Cheetos, Rice
seven
Krispies.
In the morning. Oh, it's fucking horrible. The pitiful breakfast out of a vending machine. There's nothing worse.
The struggle is
and,
real.
Yeah, the struggle is so real. First world problems. Try explaining this stuff to Africa.
Oh, God.
First of all, guys, we have these things called vending machines.
You just put quarters in them and they give you food. You know that stuff you look for all your life?
It's not the
greatest
food.
We just have it like at our will.
Right.
And sometimes we get it and we don't even finish what
we
get.
We just don't even want it. Like, we're like, oh, I guess I'll settle for this.
Oh, it's the worst.
I get these things called Gardettos and I throw out pieces of them. I don't even
I
eat all
right.
of it.
I don't like the pretzels. I just throw those. That's like half the Gardettos.
They're like, no! I haven't eaten in 4 days!
All right, Phyllis, not cool.
Okay,
go.
Okay, my not cool. I was decorating.
We're just derailing
for
this segment.
It's just gone
Alex,
haywire.
Let me ask you something. No,
I haven't even been on the show and I can tell she's gone crazy.
That's all it is. That's all it is.
Okay, so I was decorating. I was putting up Christmas lights outside. And I was wrapping one tree. It's just all blue lights. We just like just a solid blue tree. You know, it's pretty.
Wait a second.
What? We have multi
blue lights?
Just blue. The bright blue LED lights that just like fucking punch you right in the face.
Okay.
That sounds painful.
Yeah, it does sound painful.
But I don't want to look at lights.
It's
I don't
pretty.
Want them to
hit me. It's pretty to look at. Okay. So I'm wrapping the tree, and mind you, I am 5'1", like 130 pounds. I am tiny, okay? I can't fucking reach the top of this tree, which is like a million feet tall. So I'm on this ladder and I'm attempting to wrap this tree, and I wrap
you're just kinda
it.
Doing like a lasso thing,
I'm
hoping
just fucking
it gets to the top.
Trying. I am trying my hardest. And so I keep wrapping and I keep wrapping and I keep wrapping, and I get all the way to the bottom. I'm like, yeah, I finished. And I go and look for more lights to do the other tree. And I fucking noticed there's still another box of lights. I still have another string of blue fucking lights to put on this tree. I'm like, I just did this by myself.
That's the worst.
My mom's busy. I still live at home. Don't judge me. I'm 22 years old, fresh out of college. I don't have money to move out yet. So calm the fuck down.
I did the same
cool.
thing.
Cool. I was 20 years old, so.
So, okay, but everybody understands living at home, right?
Right, absolutely.
Okay, okay. So
you mean not paying $2,000, it just basically gets thrown away every month because you want
to... I think apartments are stupid.
I mean, like, with, like, utilities and all the bills and everything.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I can't do it.
$700 a month.
I can't do it.
I got a nice little setup.
Do you want a roommate?
Yeah, but you're not living by yourself, though. Like, but, like, I'm saying, like, if you move out, live by yourself, that's expensive as fuck. So, like, living with mom and dad is way
smarter. I don't have anyone to room with. So, I mean, living at home's not a bad deal either. I don't mind it. So,
you're still young.
Yeah. I don't feel...
I'm banging this chick I'm living with, and it's cool. It's really working out well.
It's this time I kind of wish I didn't break up my boyfriend, but, you know, it's...
I need you for things like this.
It was worth it in the long run.
Why'd you break up with your boyfriend?
He was nuts.
Was he?
He had
it.
Was
crazy.
Hold on, because this could be a new not cool. How was he nuts, Phyllis?
Okay. God, I don't even know where to begin.
Go ahead.
Very, very overprotective.
Oh.
Very overprotective.
Like
at first
how?
I thought it was cute. I was like, oh, he really likes
me. Like, did he try and beat up people?
He cares about... Yes. And
did he really?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Like, why? Because the guys were looking at you?
Yeah. And
I
would
purposely...
Hey,
you looking at her?
Okay.
No!
Okay, in my defense, I would purposely go out of my way to kind of be a dick about the situation and have guys look at me because it'd piss him off, and then, to be quite honest, it'd make the sex a lot better.
Oh.
So, that was always nice.
Okay.
But it wasn't until my fucking graduation night, which was about a year ago, and he got really drunk at my party.
From college,
it was
right?
My part. Yeah, college, which should be my night to get drunk. I shouldn't have to be taking care of my boyfriend. I'm granted I was at his house,
sure.
But like, I shouldn't have to be
taking care
of someone.
Right.
So I'm telling him, you know, you need to calm down. You need to calm down. You should stop spilling drinks on my friends, first of all. Which is
Nobody likes that guy.
Sloppy as fuck.
Totally ratchet.
I get trashed.
Totally ratchet. As the kids would say.
Pretty much.
I like how I said totally ratchet.
Totally.
Like, that's a total mix of white and black right there. You got the full enchilada.
Full blend.
Yeah, exactly.
So long story short, I get trapped in the bathroom.
Uh-oh.
And he's screaming at
me. Reminds me of that R. Kelly song.
And
go on.
And his friends are like, I need to go pee. And he's like screaming at me in the bathroom. And I'm like trying to like crawl out the window.
Can I do an impression of your boyfriend?
Yes.
Get the fuck out of the bathroom!
Was it like that?
No, he was in the bathroom yelling at me.
Oh.
And I am trying to fucking crawl out this window, right? And he's like fucking pulling me back. And like, no, you can't crawl out this window.
Wait,
like,
you were trying to crawl out the window?
Yes, because I was that
Wait, what was your not,
out.
Your not cool was about Christmas lights. This is a way cooler
Shut
not
listen.
Cool.
I know, right?
Like, why would you even talk about Christmas lights
this
when you had this?
This was so long ago. I don't...
Well, that's what we do on Pastor
We bring
Grady.
Up old
okay.
things.
Exactly.
This is therapy.
So,
I told
you. Bring up all the old depressing shit she's dealt with and
everything
all
that hurts you, we want to hear about so we
Seriously.
Can laugh at it.
Okay, I don't want to bring this show down because this has been a lot of fun and I really...
This show doesn't get brought
really,
down.
Yeah,
I
we'll
love
bring
it.
It right
We're
back
rolling.
Okay, I
We're
really hope
rolling.
So because when I got out of the bathroom, he hit me.
What?
Yeah.
Are you fucking serious?
No more.
You just
no more. No more.
No more. I'm Amy Poehler.
I was drunk.
No more.
No more.
No more.
It was just Greg Hardy, and I liked him because he played for my team. No
more.
Bitch, get off my assault rifle.
Hold on, because I don't understand. Like, whenever I picture a man hitting a woman, I always picture the groan.
It wasn't in my face. He hit me right on the leg, and it left a bruise about...
That's somehow worse to me.
6 inches long on my leg.
Serious.
Dead serious.
You just brought this podcast down. Congratulations.
I broke up with him, if that helps.
How dare you stay with him when he's domestically abusing you?
It was the only time.
What the hell, Phyllis?
Why is it only domestic violence that's bad? Shouldn't it be all violence that's bad?
Apparently I'm just saying.
What is it going to be? All lives matter. Should it just be Black Lives Matter?
Anyways, so he hit you. Like,
then,
he punched you close fist?
No, it was more of a slap. But it was...
Do you think this is a video game?
God damn it, Nancy Grace! I'm literally going to pee my pants.
The athletic stats. I mean the rape stats.
Oh my god.
Oh, this is fucking great. All right.
So I got out of that situation and
Hold on. Nancy has one more question.
All right, Nancy.
Question. Was it sperm?
That made no... Like,
Nancy,
why would it be sperm?
About?
Did he hit you with sperm?
No. It was
okay,
open-handed.
Okay, I mean, she's asking the questions, I feel like, as long as we're answering.
I know.
What the fuck are you getting your questions from?
Alex still has a not cool to do, by the way.
Oh my god.
This podcast can go
like
as long
I'm,
as it wants.
This has gone on for so long. Long story short, we broke
hour
up.
15.
We got back together, and then we finally broke up again. For real,
wait
for
a
good.
Second.
This is
so
over.
So you got back together with
him?
I was stupid.
Why? I don't know.
So why did you break up with him after he hit you?
So basically, you dated Ray Rice.
Because I think I wanted
to. Hey, Janae, real fast.
Important question. What color was he?
He was white.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Well, why does it gotta matter what color is, huh, Chris?
I don't know.
Chris,
I wanted to kind of destroy him. He hurt me, and I think
when
I wanted
this?
To
How
go in and
this?
Mentally destroy him. It was back in December, so about a year ago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And so I went in, and I played like everything was okay, and then it was around May, and I was like, I don't love you anymore. Bye.
Well,
ooh, that'll
and that
get
was
you.
It.
That'll get you.
That was it.
Did he cry? Did he cry?
Yeah, he cried.
Oh.
I cried.
I was going to make fun, but like, I've cried after breakups.
Oh,
so,
absolutely,
mm-hmm.
dude.
I think everybody does.
Everybody gets their heart
it's
broken.
It's so funny because everybody gives other people shit when they cry, but like you
Alex,
all
when did you cry? I
want to
hear Alex, I want to hear your crying story. Go ahead.
I'm not going to talk about it.
Okay, fine. I've obviously sleep.
But like when you go through that feeling, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. you know, you're just like, but I really like you.
You ever cry in front of a girl?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really? I don't think I've ever cried.
Are you drunk or are you
girl.
Sober?
Probably both.
Okay.
I don't think I've ever cried in front of a girl.
I've cried in front of a girl.
Probably because the only time I cried over a girl was like 1,000 miles away. Broke my heart.
Oh.
Moved to Chicago.
Did you play the...
Fuck Chicago,
that
right?
That is over 1,000 miles away.
Yeah, it is. You know, I'd walk 1,000 miles if I could just not Skype tonight.
What? Or FaceTime.
Or FaceTime tonight.
Has anyone had Skype sex?
Ooh,
no.
Even know what that
I've
is?
Not had the Skype sex. I have had the FaceTime sex.
Okay, well, the
same
thing,
right?
Same thing.
Yeah.
That's weird.
It's definitely hotter.
I feel weird like when I'm having
least...
to like see my junk on camera. Like, you
well,
know?
I don't really see my junk on camera. I'm not really looking at the junk. I'm looking at the, you know, the big picture. Not
but
the
if you're FaceTiming, you got to like hold it up though, right? Like,
right.
You got to make sure you're in the picture, she's in the picture, you know?
Yeah.
Seems like a lot of work.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's why Skype's easier.
I had a roommate that he and his ex-girlfriend used to bang on chat roulette. They would wear masks.
Are you serious?
Oh my god. Like, just with random people and they're banging in the background?
They would put masks on, they would just fuck. And, like, it was funny because, like, half of chat roulette, probably all of it now, is just dudes beating off.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Chat roulette's
I remember that was
though.
Fun, like, when you talk about it, like, oh, it's good. Oh, this isn't fun. This isn't fun. This is just dicks.
Me and my friend got drunk one night and we were on chat roulette.
And
we
you showed your boobs to all the guys.
There was no boobs. But we did find this one guy who was really awesome, and then he, like, fucking fell asleep on camera because he was so drunk. It was so much fun. I'm sorry. It was
he probably died story. Of alcohol poisoning.
Well, he was celebrating. He was coming home because he was stationed in Germany, and he was
stationed
just
in Germany.
Yeah,
my.
I don't know. It was a boring story, but
so
it was
a Marine?
Pretty fun. He, Army, maybe. I don't
Army?
Know.
Okay.
It was cool. It was cool.
Who knows?
I'll never forget that night, though.
Marines are cooler.
Yeah, of Go course. She, that's what she said. I'll never forget that night.
Alec, Phyllis, I'm sorry you're not cool. That's so depressing.
I try not to bring it down.
It was domestic abuse!
I try not to bring it down. I'm completely over it, if that helps.
Alex, well, that's good.
Yeah. I'm
only
over
after
it, and
a
I
year.
Moved on. Yeah.
Like a year.
He was a dick, and I'm over it.
Well, that's good.
I have a black heart.
You're moving on, you know? You're moving on.
I have
on.
A cold, dead heart. I don't
well,
care.
We all start somewhere.
I hate people.
Good for you, sister girl.
That's why
Good
I have a cat.
is that why you got the cat?
That sounds
normal. No, I got a cat before I met him.
Oh, your cat's not named after him. If your
oh
boyfriend's
God.
Name is Giovanni.
No,
I
it
might.
Was not. It was not.
Babe, we're naming the cat after him. It's a great idea.
Alex, not cool. Go.
All right, my not cool is... I live in an apartment complex. You guys may
what?
Know this because we're in the apartment complex as we are. We're in the studio that we rent out, the Pass the Gravy Studios.
Right.
And it just so happens to also be my kitchen.
It works.
But,
I would consider this your dining room, though.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Round up.
Go ahead.
So, I have a each building in my apartment complex has a laundromat area thing. I don't know the word to call it.
Mm-hmm.
A washing area,
sure.
As you would say for clothes.
Laundromat. It's
right.
A laundromat.
Laundromat, okay. But without being a laundromat in itself. So
yeah.
We've got about 6 washing machines, 4 dryers. Now, I've been living here for a few months now, and I've already learned, like, you can wash, if you use 2 washing machines, you can put those both in the dryer.
Yeah.
And it's a big-ass industrial dryer, like heavy-strength, heavy-duty dryer that's going to get all your
Do
shit
you
done.
Do you put, like, all clothes in there? All clothes in the dryer, like jeans and shirts all at once?
Well, I learned that if you wash everything on cold, nothing runs. So
right.
Then you do that. Like, a lot of times, though, I'll put, like...
I have, like, 3 different cycles, but
I'll put
I wear different
towels
clothes.
And bedding in one.
Yeah.
And then I'll
yeah.
put clothes in another. Like, I'll put jeans mm-hmm. and shirts.
Do
but
you
I'll
separate
put...
your clothes? Like,
oh,
lights and darks?
No.
I fucking throw all my shit.
I
towels,
do, too.
Towels, jeans,
oh, I separated mine
uh-huh.
because I knew... Because I normally... We have a schedule. We wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
So we're home fairly early.
Right.
Earlier than other people. So I have that time usually to do
sure,
laundry.
Sure.
This time was on a Saturday, and I was not... Like, I hadn't done shit all week, so I was out of clothes. I needed to do laundry. And so you're in that battle on a Saturday in an apartment building. People are always trying to use the laundry machine.
Understand.
Or the laundry machine. A fucking retard. Just fucking say the washing machine.
You know, is it a washing machine or a washer
though.
Machine?
It's a washing machine.
Washing.
Okay.
And so they're always trying to use that. So I had 2 times where I had to come down and go back up because they were all full.
Mm-hmm.
And then I come up and everybody's using them and there's 2 available. So I throw my clothes in the 2. And I do the washing machine shit. And then there's me and 1 other guy that have stuff in the washing machines when I come back down. We were pretty much on the same time. I saw this guy putting his stuff in.
Mm-hmm.
And so then I'm sorting my stuff, getting ready to move it over to the dryer. And this dude puts his pants, he separates his pants, throws them in one, separates his shirts, throws them in another. And then he's got, I don't know what else he had, but he had a 3rd washing machine. He threw something in. And then he was starting on a 4th one. I was like, are you going to use all of those?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, oh, I will clean one out for you. I was like, thank you. Like, what the
yeah.
fuck did you think was going to go? Like, it. My rule, just rule of thumb, there's 5 washers,
mm-hmm.
4 dryers.
Mm-hmm.
You never use more than 3 washers.
Question. Why is there a different number amount of washers than
because
the dryers?
Because they hold a different amount.
Oh.
Well. That's understandable.
I said, like
Question
I said,
and answered.
2 washers. What you get out of 2 washing
yeah, yeah, yeah.
machines,
okay,
you can put
I'm
into
sorry.
1 dryer.
I'm sorry, I was getting a beer.
But this guy, no, I understand. This guy was going to take up all 4. And I was like, what the, like, you saw clothes in the washing machines that are around this. Like, what would make you think that somebody else wasn't going to come and just end up with wet clothes?
Right.
Because my rule is I never take up more than 2 dryers.
Mm-hmm.
I never take up more than 3 washing machines, never more than 2 dryers. And even if I see other people using the washing machines, I only take up 2
mm-hmm.
because I'm not a dick.
Mm-hmm.
So this guy was going to take up 4, then he acts like he's doing me a fucking favor, giving me the 1, So, I mean, I was able to do it. I was able to get done and still throw shit in there. And then what makes things worse is he's also the guy that, like, so you set your time on your phone now. We have fucking Siri. So I'm like, hey, Siri, set timer for 45 minutes. It takes 45 minutes to dry your goddamn clothes. I come back from 45 minutes. This guy's clothes are still sitting in there. And I did more laundry. I had to take up three things. So I need a second dryer.
I think I know what you're talking about.
And so I'm like, fucker, where are you? So I come back upstairs, hang out, watch a little football. I'm like, I'm going to go back in 30 more minutes. I had to fucking throw another cycle on the washing machines because I didn't want everything to get mildewy.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how long it takes. I'm bad at laundry. I'm a man.
Math.
And so I come back downstairs and the dude's clothes are still just sitting in there. And like, there's a point where you can be the guy that takes somebody else's clothes out of the dryer and puts them on the counter. I didn't want to be that guy. Yeah. But I was like, who the fuck are you? This has been over like an hour that you haven't picked up your shit.
Right.
Like, fucking, God damn it, do you not have a timer? Like, I understand, like, I was just going to look at the clock and come down. But like, you're taking up three. If you're going to take up two, that's cool, because then there's two more that other people can use. But like, you're fucking me over, man. And he finally came down there, and like, I was just like, you waited a little while to come get your stuff, huh?
Did you say that to him?
I did such a good job of being passively aggressive.
Yeah. Because
I was fucking pissed at this guy.
What time was it?
Like 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Oh, like, it's prime fucking washing clothes time.
Yeah.
On a Sunday.
And there was another guy that was at one point like, this guy's still not moving. I was like, it's not mine. One's mine. Yeah. I'm waiting on him, you know?
I can't fucking imagine that, dude, because
people steal shit. I could have walked
to another building and done it, but I didn't, because I didn't want to be that guy that takes up another building's washer or dryer.
So there are three guys in my house, and just one washing machine, one dryer, obviously, but it's a pain in the ass when there's fucking clothes in the washing machine and I want to wash some clothes. And then
but at least you live with those guys, right, so you can put it on top, so it's not that big
a
deal.
What I do is I just fucking throw them to the side or something. It's not that big a deal. I can't imagine wanting to wash my clothes, because I can't tell you how many times I've been in the situation where I'm all out of clothes, I got to work tomorrow, I got to
wash. One pair of pants.
I just need one pair of pants and one clean shirt and a pair of socks and a pair of underwear. I need something. I need to. I can't go.
I was like literally on. Like, I was wearing the underwear that was my last pair of underwear.
Right. I know.
I had no more socks.
I had been there.
A couple of shirts I could have gotten by on, but like the pants.
You had no more socks, Alex? I don't believe
it. I have a lot of socks.
I don't believe that either.
I
don't believe
it. I hadn't done laundry in like a month.
But anyways, so I can't.
Didn't you go and buy sweatpants?
I did. Yeah, I remember. I went and bought sweatpants so I didn't have to do laundry.
But, like,
and then waited a week to do laundry.
Oh my God.
That sucks. You wore the hell out of those sweatpants.
Good thing you can wear jeans all the goddamn time.
Oh, yeah, dude. Yes. Fucking A, dude. But anyways, I can't imagine that. That must suck.
And that, like, the guy seemed like he was being a nice guy, but it was like, just come on, man.
How often do you do your laundry? I say just
like once every 2 weeks at least. Man. Sometimes the girlfriend and I are alternate it, and if she's got like a Saturday where she's not doing something, she'll come home and do it.
Do the machines cost money?
Yeah, it's $1.50 each.
What?
It's fucking
whoa.
And do they provide fucking soap and shit?
No.
Oh, dude,
that's ridiculous.
That's
I don't have to go to a laundromat.
For the water,
so.
But still, like, that's still, ridiculous. Dude, that's
I don't have to go to a laundromat.
Which is ghetto as shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then you really have to sit there.
Come do laundry at my house,
man. I consider it like the cost of like. Like, I could come back upstairs and watch football for 45 or 30 minutes.
Yeah, I mean,
and then go back down when my phone goes off.
It's not like you have to sit there with your clothes.
And the things lock when they start.
Oh, okay.
Like, you can't, like, open it in the middle of the wash.
But what about when they're done?
Yeah.
Well, they're done, like, but that's why I fucking set my timer. And the second it goes off, I go back down there.
I've had people steal my clothes.
Are you serious?
In college. Yep. Someone stole a pair of pants.
Wow.
I had someone steal.
Are we even the right size? Like, seriously, who just steals pants?
That I had a friend get his shirt stolen, and it was like, I don't remember what the fucking shirt was, but it was like, it had his name on it. And he saw the guy wearing it and, like,
why did he
confronted
have his name
him
on
about
his shirt,
it.
Shirt is my question.
It was like a high school, like, one of those, like, that you just walk around and just fuck around, and it had like
Jason
his last
Rules.
Name.
Is that what it said?
But then
a couple Z's.
Well, then like he saw somebody wearing it. I was like, "What the fuck are you doing to my shirt?" And the guy's like, "It's not your shirt, my shirt." And he's like, "No, it's just fucking mine. It got stolen out of the washing machine." And the guy made the guy take the shirt off and give it to him.
Wow.
Oh my God.
That's a pretty good not cool.
But just,
yeah.
Like,
I mean,
it's not so
sucks.
Much like you
yours
being a dick.
Good.
It's like
it
just like, hey,
good.
Man, like. Like, set a fucking timer on your phone. It's 2015.
Yeah.
You have a timer everywhere you are.
Yeah.
Right.
You know? And, like, it's cool if you wait 15 minutes.
Or even
if you're
15
minutes after it's done.
Send someone to get your stuff. Like.
But if you're 15 minutes late after it's done, that's cool. if it's over an hour, like, you that's shouldn't ridiculous. Be doing laundry today. That's yeah. what that's what I think. And that's my not cool, Phyllis.
I appreciate you're not cool.
Yeah, I do too.
You know what you should appreciate?
What?
It's shopping at Amazon.
Oh, here on it comes. The
holidays.
All right.
No, you're doing like, your right. you're doing your fair share of Christmas shopping, I would assume, Phyllis, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
As may you, you'll listeners.
Get me some, sister girl.
Now, what you do normally is Amazon is probably the easiest way to shop for the holidays. You just Amazon.com. But what you do instead right now is you got to go to PassTheGravyPod.com. Instead of going directly to Amazon, you go to PassTheGravyPod.com. You can click this little Amazon banner on our homepage.
Okay.
It's one extra thing. Real fast. Let me show you, Phyllis. I'm going to go looking. To PassTheGravyPod.com. Clicked it.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. We're up there. And there's the Amazon banner.
Would you look at that?
Now we're on Amazon. Just like that.
I do. It took like 5 seconds. So much shopping on Amazon, it's ridiculous.
It took 5 seconds. Now go to PassTheGravyPod.com. You have a lot of people have Amazon in their toolbar. What you should do is get rid of Amazon as your toolbar. You're in your toolbar. Say PassTheGravyPod.com in your toolbar. Then that's all you do. And then you can listen to your favorite podcast. You can go shop on Amazon. It doesn't cost you anything except one extra click, and it gives us a little tiny, teeny tiny kickback, and it helps us keep this little pirate ship going, you know? A little wind in the sails of your favorite pirate ship.
I like this little pirate ship.
It's a pretty fun little pirate ship. It is. So if you love Pass the Gravy, if you're listening, you're like, this is pretty fine. These guys give me some chuckles. I chuckle occasionally when I hear this. And go to PassTheGravyPod.com. Use our Amazon banner. Do your holiday shopping. Hey, fuck it. PassTheGravyPod@gmail.com. Shoot us an email. Tell me what you bought. I'll read it on our podcast. That's what I'll do, guys. That's what I'll do. I want to help you guys help others. You know what I'm saying? So, PassTheGravyPod.com, Amazon banner on the homepage. Do that. Costs you nothing.
Whoop, whoop.
All right, so you've done a couple of staples of Pass the Gravy so far, Phyllis. How you feeling?
I like
you're
it.
You pretty lot of happy
fun.
With it?
I am happy with
well,
it.
My,
well, you're going to love this last
my
segment.
My favorite oh, part goodness. Of the week, every week, is our answer segment. And when we started out, we got a couple of weird questions. And a lot of shows will, they're like personal questions. Or other things like that. There's like, my girlfriend left me. How do I win her back? And it's like, we're not doing that. That's not. Yeah. This is not what we're all about. We're about answering the questions you don't think would be answered on other shows.
Totally understandable.
And this is what we call our answers segment.
All right.
Well, if you just answer the question, why don't you just answer the question? Be honest, no big deal. Yeah, answer. Answer the question.
Don't change the subject, just answer the fucking question.
Yep, my question. The question,
answers, 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 answers,
You're not a fan of our intros, are you? Are you just making fun of them? You're laughing at them?
I'm a fan of your intros.
Thanks again to the
Ladlettes. Ladlettes.
Pass the Gravy Ladlettes. Our
quite
band.
A band. Quite a band.
It's great. It's great. It's really great. I love having them in the studio.
Very talented.
You know, a couple of them. Mikey over here was about to be on American Idol.
Mikey!
And that goddamn Simon Cowell fucking Simon. Piece of shit.
What?
What a
Simon downer. What a downer.
Mikey from the Ladlettes couldn't get on American Idol because goddamn Simon Cowell.
Oh, fuck him.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Should have gone on America's Got Talent. Howard would have been nice to him.
There you go.
Our first question... here, Phyllis, there's no such thing as a stupid question on the answer segment.
All right.
And Seth Ayers weighs in with our first question. He says, if my kettle is off-white, is it okay to still call it black?
Wait.
Pot calling the kettle black, I get. If you've got an off-white kettle, is it still, can you call the kettle black?
No.
No.
And I can
well, why
I
not?
Can
what
relate
if it, I,
to this question.
What if the kettle identifies as black?
Then still, it's not...
What if it's the Rachel Dolezal of
fuck
kettles?
Fuck Rachel Dolezal. Fuck Caitlyn Jenner. Fuck them all.
Like, it wasn't born... It was born off-white.
Right.
But, like, it's hung out with a lot of black
mm-hmm.
kettles.
Mm-hmm.
Goes to school with all the black,
black
kettles.
Life. Right, right, right. But it's still white.
It makes
still
black
white.
Tea.
Sorry.
It's still white on the inside.
Still white on the inside.
Is that what we're judging? Huh? We're judging that.
Yeah. We're there. We're at that point.
So you don't think it's okay... And, I mean, like, if we're going to call it black, let's call it African-American.
Listen, man, this kind of is like a deep convo, okay?
Okay. How so?
Because just because something feels like it's something doesn't make it so. Just because I feel like an airline pilot doesn't make me an airline pilot.
Are you sure?
Right, I am definitely sure. 100% sure, as a matter of fact.
I don't know.
Why, Alex? Are you disagreeing with me?
I am.
How so? Explain your argument. Go.
I mean, I'm saying if you feel like an airline pilot, how do I know? You can't fly a goddamn airline.
Because, Alex, I'm fucking 21 years old.
But you feel like it, and you identify as that. You identify as such, Chris. And in this day and age, we've got to go with what you identify as.
No, we don't. We go.
You identify as woman. I got to call you Christina.
No, that's not true.
So I
got to
call you.
That's not true. Sorry.
You sure?
Yes, I am.
So you're saying that it is not okay to still call it black.
It is not okay to still call it black.
I'm going to disagree with Chris right here. And I'm going to give you the okay. I'm going to say, hey, you know, if you want to call your kettle black and it's off-white, go the fuck ahead.
It's your podcast.
You got nothing wrong with it.
Whatever you say.
There you go.
Whatever you say.
Ooh, Ishmael Gomez.
Ishmael.
Ishmael Gomez.
Ishmael. Okay.
He writes in, and he says, if I am a person that can handle most situations, could you say that I have a ladle personality?
No. I don't understand that question.
Well, we'll wait for Phyllis to get back. Mm-hmm. She ran to the powder room.
Mm-hmm.
She ran to the powder room.
Come on, Phyllis. We're waiting on you.
Phyllis!
God almighty.
So, Ishmael writes in, Phyllis.
Sorry.
And he says, if I'm a person that can handle most situations, could you say that I have a ladle personality? Now, I don't know if you know this about our podcast.
Yeah, but we're very deep into the ladles. Things that Alex, he pushed this
months
on.
Ago. Months ago.
Literally.
Somebody wrote in with a question saying, if you can put anything that you can put a handle on could be considered a ladle, correct?
Is that how the whole ladle thing started?
If you, anything that you can put a handle on could be considered a ladle.
I guess.
Couldn't it?
Dude,
and our argument was yes.
Don't, like...
I mean,
don't,
if you want to fight me with this, we're going to fight all day.
Seriously.
I won't fight you.
Just agree. Just nod your head.
All right.
But Ishmael says, if I'm a person that can handle most situations, could you say that I have a ladle personality?
No.
Because he's got it. You put a handle on your personality, and it's a fucking ladle. Anything you put a handle on turns into a ladle.
Hold on.
Michael LeBert, our listener, he was doing some work on Saturday. He showed me a little ladle he made.
Nice.
Shout out to Michael L.
Mikey L.
But how would that make you a ladle personality?
Because
you
can
could
handle it,
okay.
So you would put a handle
on
any situation.
That just makes you a handle. That doesn't make you a ladle.
No. Anything with a handle on it is a ladle. It's a shitty ladle, but it's still a ladle.
Phyllis, don't argue.
No.
Phyllis, give me an object in the world right now. Give me any object in the world right now, and I'll tell you, if you put a ladle on it, it's a fucking... Or if you put a handle on it, it's a fucking ladle.
My phone.
Piece of paper.
That's a ladle.
Alex, you can't just say...
How the fuck are you scooping shit up with that?
Hold on, Phyllis. Alex, you can't just say... Oh, that's a ladle. And then there it is. That's the end of the argument.
Would you like me to explain how? You just interrupted
me. How am I scooping my soup with this?
Hold on, Phyllis. Let me finish his argument.
Phyllis, there's
what
different...
What he's going to say is, oh, you just put a handle on your phone and there you go. It's a ladle.
There's different degrees of how effective the ladle is, but nonetheless, it's a ladle in itself. It may not be great at scooping things, but hey, you can
put...
That's
what ladles do. Ladles scoop.
Some,
they're scoopers.
Yeah, they do that, but some are more efficient than others. Are they not? We could look at football teams. The Dallas Cowboys, not as effective as the New England Patriots.
But that doesn't make them a ladle.
But they're still football teams. Still football teams, though, right?
Yeah,
so a phone with a handle on it may not be as good as scooping your soup as a regular handle, a regular ladle that you got with a handle on it at the store, but it's a ladle nonetheless.
Okay, Alex.
I don't know how I feel.
Just
situation.
Agree with him.
I don't think he would have a ladle personality.
I think Ishmael is on to something.
Ishmael.
And if you can,
I don't know how I feel about you.
If you can handle most situations, you will have a ladle personality.
Okay.
He's a very ladle-like person. That's what I would say.
I agree.
Goddamn ladles.
Fuck the ladles, man.
Chris just took his headphones off.
Yeah.
He's just given up.
He couldn't handle.
He's frustrated.
Can't even.
Go ahead. Next
ladle
question.
Personality is a thing, guys.
All right.
Embrace it.
We agree.
Embrace it.
Is this the next thing we have to be offended about?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Ladle lives matter, baby.
Bobby Peru writes this in.
Bobby Peru.
And he says, is there a better palindrome... Then go hang a salami. I'm a lasagna hog. Now, I like this because...
What?
Because Bobby really had to do some thinking. Mm-hmm. Go hang a lasami.
Or, a lasagna.
Go
salami.
Hang a salami.
A salami.
I'm a lasagna hog.
That
you
is
can spell it
so
forwards
impressive.
And backwards.
That is so impressive.
I got another one for you. All
right.
So many dynamos. Not as good.
I don't know.
Not as good.
It's impressive.
What is that spelled backwards?
So many dynamos.
Oh, I love that.
I don't know if you know what a palindrome is,
I know what
Chris.
A palindrome is, but I just couldn't do the math in my head real quick. So fuck you. I'm going home.
Screw you guys. I'm going home.
So, anyways, go hang a salami. I'm a lasagna hog. Can you think of anything better than that?
I can't.
No, neither can I.
Let's Google so, it.
I think there was something about cat tacos. I can't remember.
Longest palindrome.
Well, there you go. The power of Google. Be surprised what you learn if you Google instead of asking.
Mm-hmm. What do they do without Google?
Google is fantastic. Chris is taking a nap.
I use Bing.
I don't know. I can't see anything.
On my first...
on the first day of Christmas, my sweet love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree.
I didn't mean to make him sing, I'm sorry.
On the second day of Christmas, my sweet love gave to me two turtle doves
and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the third day.
We're done.
We already sang one whole song this episode.
Now I'm curious, what's the third day of Christmas?
Nope.
Three maids are milking and a partridge.
I think that's like nine.
Three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
Three maids are milking.
On the fourth day of Christmas.
She just sang maids are milking after everything. All right, nope. We're not singing. We're not singing the days of Christmas, guys.
It might be.
You are derailing a podcast that was already on a track that doesn't need to be derailed.
Was there a track?
On the fifth day.
Sort of. We round up.
Five golden rings.
So go hang a salami. I'm a lasagna hog. Best palindrome in the world.
I agree. That is
a
fact.
I would agree as well.
Thank you.
All right. Maddie Miller writing in says, hot sauce, the ketchup of Mexican food?
Ooh. That's a good one.
Absolutely.
Would you say salsa would be?
No.
I don't put hot sauce on everything, but it really does enhance the flavors.
Maybe sour cream?
No, not sour cream.
So hot sauce would be?
Hot sauce and... I think it
is,
enhances
is hot sauce
the
Mexican ketchup?
I yes. think so, yeah. Yeah.
You
definitely.
Think so? What do Mexicans use as ketchup?
Hot sauce.
And they don't use ketchup? What do they call that?
Ketchup.
American hot sauce?
Lame.
Good one, Philly.
Try. All right, next question. Bring it on.
All right, our final question of the week comes from Lane Trichter.
All right.
He's got a couple of things for us real fast. He says, what shows a greater lack of patience? Passing up a revolving door? Chewing a lollipop? Or referring to cucumbers as cukes? I want to say he wrote in
six
on an
geese
episode.
A-laying.
Oh my god, he's still on this.
I believe we had... Rachel Fogletto on the podcast.
That's
at
a
one
sexy
point
name.
In time when Curtis was a host, and somebody asked, it might have been Lane, where he asked
Kurt
about
the Hurt.
About cukes, if it's appropriate to cukes. Abbreviate cucumbers as cukes. And
wait,
I
what?
Said I would allow
you
it.
Just say cukumbers.
Cukes sounds cool.
You don't
cool.
say cukes.
I threw a couple cukes on my eyes when I was at the
no.
spa.
Do you what's, really? No.
What's the question? I'm sorry. Something about cucumbers?
What shows a greater lack of patience?
I was too busy looking up the 12 days of Christmas.
What shows a greater lack of patience? Passing up a revolving door? Chewing on a lollipop?
Oh, I hate the
or
revolving
referring
door.
Referring a cute...
I don't
we're
like
referring to cucumbers as
uh-uh.
cukes.
I'm scared to get trapped in those things, man. Can
that
you imagine?
Have you ever seen the
but
Godfather?
That's so easy!
No. I mean, yeah, but what's that got to do with a revolving door?
He got shot. They trapped him in
oh,
a revolving
that's
door.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Okay.
I forget those movies.
Fucking idiot.
Did you say you were, like, part Italian?
I am, but, like, the, you know. What is that from the first one?
Yes.
Oh, there you
oh,
go.
Oh, my God.
I know.
I have Italia tattooed on my
ridiculous.
Hip.
Do you really?
Yes. Hold on, tattoo time.
Oh,
I almost had to take like all my pants off.
That was weird.
See,
nice.
Italia on my hip.
Italia,
because I'm Italian.
No, you're
because
not.
I
you're
embrace my
American. You son of a bitch.
I'm Italian American.
My family is really Italian.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for some reason, every time my mother gets off the phone with her family, she says peace, love, and cannoli.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. But isn't a cannoli the best
yes.
of all food?
Yes!
Can you beat a cannoli?
Nancy, I don't know what
Nancy,
you
need
like
to calm down,
food,
but cannolis
but
are delicious.
Up.
Cannolis are so delicious.
I can make cannolis, but they're not.
No.
They're in the works.
Absolutely.
They're in the works. They're not. I'm not claiming
them
the best
cannolis.
I'm
going to Phyllis's house for. Listen, next time Raising Cane's and Chick-fil-A is closed, going to Phyllis's
house. I'll make
house.
You some meatballs.
Cool.
I'm going to make you. I make some bomb.
Can you
ass
really
meat-
make some good
meatballs? Yes.
Alex, next podcast.
All right. All right. Just so. Let's get back to our final question.
Sorry.
Of the week, guys.
Sorry.
No. Anyways, back to my hatred of revolving doors. Fuck those things, man.
That is not
you ever
cool.
seen Elf? Do you have a soul?
He just keeps riding around.
You know what?
Just run around. Oh my
it's
god,
pretty
it's so
fun.
Much fun.
It's
so
fun.
Much fun.
It's a lot of fun.
I think
revolving doors
Elf.
Are more fun than dangerous.
Hold on.
Yeah.
If there was music, I would tell you to cut it. What the fuck did you just say?
I never saw Elf. I was too busy watching. I was too busy watching good Christmas movies like Love Actually.
Okay.
His
Chris,
favorite
I thought
Christmas
we were
movie
friends.
Is Love Actually.
I thought we were friends.
Sorry.
He
look
also
me,
enjoys
look at me.
Men.
What? What do you want, Philly?
Look at me dead in the eyes and tell me. Tell me we were friends once.
We were friends at a certain point.
And now we're not.
And yeah, I'm sorry. I mean, I'm not opposed
Alex,
to seeing... I have seen Elf. It was a long time ago, but it's like... People say,
oh,
it's the best Christmas movie.
Look at him. He thinks he's so cool.
It.
His hands over his microphone.
Look,
like, I'm so
Chris,
cool. I've never seen
I
Elf.
I haven't seen
I
Elf.
Haven't
I'm
seen
ahead of the time.
I am ahead of the time.
You're not at all
I'm just
ahead.
Saying.
You're way
I can name 20 Christmas
Millennial.
Movies that are probably better than
nope.
Elf.
Nope. False.
Oh, yeah. First of all 4 Home Alones. Then he gets a Love Actually.
What?
Then
the first
gets
two
a
Home
Christmas
Alone
story.
Maybe
who
in the conversation.
You?
Then he gets a, like fucking Die Hard because that's definitely a Christmas movie.
It's not
movie.
A Christmas movie. It's not
yes,
a Christmas
movie. Yes, it is a Christmas movie. It was based in Christmas. Based during Christmas. Fuck y'all, all right? Fuck y'all, man.
All right, are we going to fucking answer? Are we going to answer Lane's question?
Yes.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
Get the fuck out of here or what?
I don't like calling cucumbers cukes. I think that's stupid.
No,
I think it's
cukes.
That's pretty lazy.
Cucumbers.
That's lazy.
That's
but
my
that's
favorite.
A word.
You say cucumbers.
That's a word. But what is more lazy? Passing up a revolving door, chewing on a lollipop, or calling
a
cucumber a
cuke? Oh, I get pissed
when
I see people chew on a lollipop.
I like to
it's
chew
like,
on
dude.
Lollipops.
Dude, Phyllis, you and I were simpatico at one point.
No, we're not. We're not
we're
friends
not so
anymore.
Much.
We're
the
not
first part of the podcast, it was good. The second part,
not
so, not
so
much.
Just
much.
Fell apart.
Just distances.
Relationship just fell
seriously.
Apart.
Seriously. I'm like, what's his
okay,
nose?
Well,
I hope he doesn't hit
hold
you.
On.
I know, I was just going to say.
I suck on it until it's chewable.
Well, yeah, but I don't fucking tear the ripper off. And
oh,
the guy
yeah,
like
no,
bites
no,
into the
chew.
Jolly Ranchers?
Right.
No, I don't do that.
Yeah. How do you guys eat your string cheese? Or not the string cheese, but...
Oh, you peel it apart.
Right, like,
yeah.
You don't fucking unwrap
in
it.
In strings,
just,
like
who,
a fucking American.
Who just
exactly.
chomps on it?
I don't know, some socialist?
It's not just string, bite the fuck out of this.
Seriously,
it's string
it's
this
string
shit
cheese.
Out and then eat
you
it.
String it. Some things are meant to take your time with, is what I'm saying.
Boom.
Lollipops
agreed.
And string cheese are...
What about revolving yeah. doors?
Fuck a revolving door. I'd much rather prefer a regular door.
A greater lack
I'm
of patience to me,
way.
I would say chewing on a lollipop, because, like... All you gotta do is fucking suck, man.
Just
you don't have to put any
it.
Effort in there. Like, yeah, you could go to a door and that might be easier.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, the lack of patience that would happen in a revolving door, like, there's fucking, like, seconds.
Hmm.
I agree with you. Okay.
I agree with you too, Alex.
It's just fucking.
It's a good point.
Don't chew your lollipops, kids.
Yeah, seriously. You can
just savor the flavor.
So, is that it?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we've covered
we
quite
covered...
a bit. Jesus, what did
so
we
long.
Get into? We got into football. We got into Phyllis's love life. We got into my search for
her
food.
Abusive love life. No more.
It was
no
once.
More.
It was
no
one
more.
Time.
No more.
No more.
I ended it.
No more.
It was
no
just
more.
For graduation. No more.
Well,
I told him not to again.
It's okay. All right. That's it, folks.
So,
what's
well,
we
this was fun.
Out with?
You want to send your questions... To the answers segment,
mm-hmm.
passthegravypod@gmail.com. You could also send them to us at passthegravypod on Twitter. I am at Alex J. Middleton. Chris is Chris at Chris Hogan 82, correct?
That is correct, sir.
Phyllis is at Phyllis the Buzz, P Hyllis, mm-hmm. The Buzz.
Two
That's
L's.
Two
you don't
Z's.
Have to spell. I mean, if
people believe
spells it
me,
with an
people
F,
will misspell it.
They should
believe me.
Get
there's
off the
there's PHIs. There's
oh, that's true.
Two S's, one L. I don't know.
Well, I appreciate you coming on the podcast, Phyllis.
Thank
yeah,
you for
man,
having
it was so
me.
Much fun,
excuse,
Phyllis.
Please excuse Jessica and Nancy.
Seriously.
Jessica, I'm
We're
not
so
even.
I don't want them
her.
To reflect
she
upon
gave me a dirty
us.
Look.
You know what I'm saying?
Fuck that bitch.
You guys remember to check out the Amazon banner at PassTheGravyPod.com and when you're doing your holiday shopping. Also, maybe, you know, like you're listening to us every week. Maybe tell your friend, you know, like, hey, these guys are funny, I think. Maybe these guys are so bad you should listen to it and also make fun of them with me.
Or these guys do a really, really, really good rendition of that Toby Keith song.
They sing like Toby Keith like nobody's business. And also, you know, like rate us on iTunes. That'd mm-hmm. be great.
Seriously.
So go out there, have yourselves a good goddamn week, and make sure to always go out there and pass the gravy.
There's a lot of men dead, so we can sleep in peace at night when we lay down our head. My daddy served in the army, we lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard till the day that he died. He wanted my mother, my brother, my sister and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. Soon as we could see clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like the 4th of July. Hey, Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list. And the Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist. And the eagle will fly, and it's gonna be here. When you hear Mother Freedom start ringing her bell, and it'll feel like the whole wide world is raining down on you. Oh, brought to you courtesy of the red, white, and blue. This big dog will fight when you rattle his cage. And you'll be sorry that you mess with the U.S. of A. 'Cause we'll put a boot in your ass, it's the American way. Hey, Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list. And a Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist. And the eagle will fly.
Good for you, girl.